What's up? What's up? It's your man Sam, host of Just Talk With Sam podcast. What? Just Talk With Sam podcast. Now, I admit, in the last couple of podcasts, I got a chance to interview some of the coolest people you get a chance to know. But every so often, we get a chance to sit down and talk with our folks. We get a chance to sit down and talk with our friends. We get a chance to make the podcast what it has been for quite some time. And we had one from then. And yes, we got some Just Talk With Sam All-Stars. We got my good friend, Matty Ice. What? We got Alexa. What? And we got my man, BK. We finna sit down and we gonna talk about a multitude of different issues. But first, I gotta say thank you to all of those who went to SamShowNation.com. You guys have made it cool and made it what it was already. You can go to SamShowNation.com, hit the donate button, and give whatever makes you feel like a good person. And give to the podcast. You guys have knocked out server calls. You guys have bought different mics. You guys have done a lot of cool stuff. This has always been a crowdsourced podcast, and you guys have made it awesome to do so. So I want to say thank you. And by doing so, if you haven't donated, you can always go to SamShowNations.com. What? SamShowNation.com. On the homepage and current promotions page, you can donate whatever makes you feel like a good person. If you want to give to the podcast and also, you know, that you feel like a good person and also, you know, keep the podcast level going, you can always go and hit the shop button or the store button. If I can talk right now, you guys can hit the store button on SamShowNation.com. You get yourself a t-shirt. What? You get yourself some stickers, get some old school episodes, or if you're an iTunes person, you can subscribe and get the free iTunes app from SamShowNation.com. Getting the free iTunes app gives you a back door of the podcast. You get a chance to see a little bit of behind the scenes of the podcast, and you get a chance to subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes of your favorite podcast or something you just want to get your word out and talk about the podcast amongst your other people. Honestly, that's a great way to spread what is the awesomeness of this podcast, of me just hanging out with my friends, but our friends, kind of like your friends, have great points and great points of view, and it's awesome. If you're not an iTunes person, go to SamShowNation.com on the podcast page. You can go subscribe to us on the iTunes, not only on the iTunes app, you can subscribe to us on the RSS feed, Stitcher, or the TuneIn app. By doing that, you guys stay ahead of the curve and be a part of Sam Show Nation. Or you can always go to SamShowNation.com. Now, I'm getting a little restless because I want to hang out and talk with my friends, but I got a few sponsors, so just stick with me. I want to say our first sponsor this week is the good folks at Mrs. Fields. You go to SamShowNation.com, click the current promotions button, and go to Mrs. Fields, and you can say hello there to your cookie lovers. I said it. Mrs. Fields, if you don't like cookies, you are not of this world. Everyone likes cookies. You can sign up. Go to Mrs. Fields. Go to SamShowNation.com on the current promotions page. Click the Mrs. Fields link and you can get a lot of stuff. Site-wide savings going on right now. If you put in the offer code 14WGC, and by that you can get $10 off any purchase that's $50 or more. What? $20 off any purchase that's $75 or more. What? Or you could get $30 off any purchase that is $100 and more. Me personally, I am giving out a lot of Mrs. Fields to a lot of my friends who this holiday season, they have a lot of stuff, whether that be their holiday gift collection. To my high holiday guys, the Jewish, they have the Hanukkah gift collections. They have, if you get it in time in the next 2 weeks, they have a lot of Thanksgiving treats or whatever the occasion is. Go to SamShowNations.com, click the Mrs. Fields link, and go ahead and get yourself some cookies. They have a lot of holiday, Hanukkah, Thanksgiving, or whatever you celebrate cookies. And it don't necessarily have to be cookies. It can be cookies. What? Brownies. What? different collection platters, client dinners. If you're doing something for your office, they have you already taken care of. The only thing I ask you to do is go to samtrillnation.com, click the Mrs. Fields link, and put in the offer code 14WGS. Save yourself some money, and you can get yourself, it's the last chance for it, you get yourself a Thanksgiving basket for $29.99 plus free shipping because you went through samtrillnation.com, and get yourself some Mrs. Fields cookies. Go to Mrs. Fields via samshownation.com. Our next sponsor for the Just Talking with Sam podcast is, I said it, it is around that time for it. You even heard me talking about it. Pumpkin spice lattes, only place you can get that is Starbucks. And if it's around this time of year, pumpkin spice, believe it or not, Thanksgiving ain't even happened yet, and we're already moving forward. We have the peppermint mocha latte. What? The ready brew Christmas blend. Huh? You can get all of those things at samshownation.com on the current promotions page, hitting the Starbucks link. They got you for the coffee, tea, or iced tea, or whatever drinker in your lifestyle. Look, I will say this. Christmas is right around the corner. You want to get that coffee drink or something special? They have a lot of coffee. They have a lot of teas. They got drinkware. They got equipment. And you can get all of that stuff. And from here on out through the Christmas season, if you go to samshownation.com, you can get free standard shipping on any order that is over $65 or more. Now, personally, I am going to spend more than that, mainly because pumpkin spice latte, that's something I would like to have year-round, but they only have around this time of year. I'm going to spend more of that on the peppermint latte, mainly because I like it around the Christmas season. It's the holiday season, and I like feeling good. But any other time, you could get the caramel flavor iced tea mocha. You can get me personally, if you've been paying attention to this podcast from day one, I am a hazelnut brother. So get in the hazelnut and represent for my girl Alexa, who's on the podcast this week, the Italian Roast. What's up? You can get all of that at samshownation.com on the current promotions page, clicking the Starbucks link. Go ahead, shop for those who need to be shopping. And special for the hazelnut, especially Italian Roast, you can get the 50 count Starbucks Via Ready single serve coffee platters. Look, it's just me. You want to, you know, get some coffee for yourself? You can. You get single serve with the Starbucks Via. You can do all of that from samshownation.com. Click the link and shop as you normally would. Anything over $65 is free shipping, thanks to samshownation.com. Oh, and did I mention it's 25% off syrups and sauces if you go through samshownation.com. I know that's a little bit of alliteration. I had to say it slowly, but that's how we do it. Samshownation.com, current promotion. Click the Starbucks link. Get yourself some coffee. And last, and certainly not least, I want to say our last sponsor is the good folks, Dramatic Music Place at Amazon.com. Amazon.com, the holiday season is right around the corner. And if you were going to shop for your loved one, you better believe you're going to Amazon. It's the internet was made for a reason. One of those was shopping, and you're going to go to Amazon. Only thing I ask you to do, go to samshownation.com, click the link on the homepage, the current promotions page, you can go to Amazon. You can get your holiday toy list for the kiddies. You can get any type of cell phone accessories, TV, video, electronics, whatever that person may need. Me personally, I heard my wife talking. I may have to go and get her something special from Amazon. You better believe I am. But first, I'll go to samshownation.com, click the Amazon link, and shop as I normally would as I get the gifts for my loved ones. And holiday season, Christmas list. If you're even doing it for your office, getting some supplies in the office, we ask you to go to SamShowNation.com. Click the Amazon link. Shop as you normally would. I ain't gonna lie to you. You get a little bit of a kickback. But let's face it, you was gonna go to Amazon anyway. What better way to help your favorite podcast than to go to SamShowNation.com, click the Amazon link, shop as you normally would. It's not gonna cost you any more money. May even save you some. So, go to Amazon.com via SamShowNation.com. So, I'm finna do this. I'm finna get down. I'm down with Horn myself with the podcast. I'm so ready to talk to my good friends. We're going to get into it. We're going to talk to my friends, Alexa, Matty Ice, and BK on this edition of the podcast. We're going to entertain y'all, but we're going to talk about the Hollaback video and amongst other things. See y'all in about 90 seconds. This is Just Talk with Sam Podcast, y'all. Just Talk with Sam Podcast. Just put your name on it. If you don't talk about it, be about it.
I don't know this till like right now. Seriously.
Subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, y'all.
But it's obvious, if y'all just listen, we never write this up.
I know, I'm feeling good. Everybody's getting an over-the-top introduction.
Say,
I got
to say happy Veterans Day to me.
Huh?
You can't mess up the brand new haircut.
I want to give it out to my veterans, my people in the armed forces. I have to say this because this is the only support I don't get. But before the end of this podcast, I'm going to lose a lot of people. Go ahead, hit it up. Just Talk with Sam at SamShowNation.com. Just Talk with Sam at gmail.com. Get your angry letters ready. Hey, I got my friend. We're going around the table.
Going around.
Got my man, VK Rambis. Veteran himself.
Damn right.
Came down Mount Olympus, the incomparable person who may or may not be the smartest person in the world, but don't claim to be for legal reasons. My man sitting right next to him.
My man Matt.
Matty Ice, he hails from some part of Michigan I'm not allowed to go to. A slim, trim, 206¼ ounces. Wow. Ready, 0% body fat, 0% ethnic ability in him. Hands down, the whitest guy you know. My man Matt. Ladies and gentlemen,
that was good.
In this corner, I'm looking at my.
Oh, before you go first, I don't know too many white folks, man, but you got to be one of the better ones I do know.
One of the better. We just gonna start it off right here.
I'm gonna take one more drink of this Crown Royal, man. Racial slurs gonna start going.
Don't yeah, it's just happening.
Yeah, crack.
I love it like a play cousin. In this corner, the most vibracious vegetarian. Vicious vegetarian. Have not met a stalk she did not like. The person who will come down and correct me via text, via email, via phone call.
Come on with it. Come on with it.
A person who has learned to use whiteness to her advantage. My posteriorly gifted best friend in the whole world. Posteriorly gifted. Go, go use the $5 word.
I just want to make sure I heard you say that.
That's one of the people from her racial group who uses tight jeans to accentuate the gift that God has given her instead of hiding it.
That's like the best compliment you're gonna give me for the rest of this podcast.
That's probably because I know.
No, no, wait a second. Wait a second. I gotta interject. That's the best compliment he's ever given you.
No, that he's gonna give me the rest of this podcast.
Oh,
yeah. You see how this is?
That is messed up.
My good friend.
You going to hell?
Love like a play cousin Alexa. It don't sound like it, but I it ain't gonna sound like it by the end of this podcast.
Say the best of last. Come
and
on with
I'm
it.
I'm saving the best one for last. But first, we're gonna talk about Tasha. My wife. A person.
She's the best one.
Who has come down from Bougie Mountain. A person who takes style, glamour, and grace, put it in a blender, drink it every morning, and piss excellence. A woman who has snubbed Beyonce.
Come on with it.
What?
I like it.
Has snubbed.
Keep going. Keep going.
Cher.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Snubbed.
Yeah.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Hey.
And the late, great, Gloria Gaynor in their Saturday Night Book Club.
Yeah, say some black folk.
And they was gone.
Yeah.
Read about the fall of man. And she said no.
Yes.
I
thought that was a sound effect.
Do it. Sam Show Nation tonight.
That's what I'm talking about.
Give it up. My wife.
Come on.
The only woman good enough.
You was already good.
For me. To dedicate the rest of my life to.
Okay, yeah.
Because I was sure.
Yes.
Things gonna get done.
Yes.
Tasha McClain.
Yes. I love it.
And my boy Chuck. Hey, give it to him. He woke up.
Yeah,
and last.
He's the heir to the show, ain't he?
And certainly not least.
A little bit, nigga.
A man who does claim to be the smartest man in the world for legal reasons. Time. A man who has come down too sweet to be sour. The man, the host with the most. He been there. The man who, has bit a shark. A man who has slapped a tornado. A man who battled a shark 3 hours before getting here. A man who traveled to hell and back simply because he left his keys. My man. The host.
Wipe him down, baby. Wipe him down.
With the most. Yeah. I got to do the Baptist thing where they
Why
clear their throat. And they got to keep going. I actually have nothing else to say. But I got to keep this going. Because you got to go in the 434 Contaminator. Lord. Sam.
The fuck are we talking
about? McClain.
Extravagant.
That is true.
I think I've
ran out of stuff to say. Hey,
you should play the clap thing.
No, I ain't clap for the rest of y'all, so I don't clap here.
Well, this is my show. They clap for me.
And I understand. Look, I like having y'all all here. I don't have anything to do this week as far as like interviews or anything like that. So I like hanging with my friends.
Oh, man.
Are you amazed?
Kids is ridiculous, man. I fried some chicken.
We all looking at my little
son,
boy right now.
My son said, Daddy, this is delicious.
And he should have.
Oh, my goodness.
My son is two.
This little boy,
who you telling?
Not only does
who
he
you
go
telling?
On YouTube, he subscribed to the Disney Junior channel, and he knows how to get to the Disney Junior channel.
He also did not subscribe to SamShowNation.com. He went to Disney.
My boy.
He did not subscribe.
My boy.
He watches his daddy's YouTube videos.
He watches, didn't subscribe to God that did
my
subscribe.
My boy has bought Step
Look
Up 3
you,
four times.
No, step up
no,
the street.
No. Yeah, on demand on the TV.
Yes,
they get he got the basket.
Yes,
to the guy,
yes.
He didn't push that
it
button.
It cost you $1 every time he pushed it.
Hell, no, nigga. My bill was damn near $300.
Oh my goodness.
So
step up.
Now we only have one remote.
Do you watch in your bedroom every night?
And you know where it's at? Nah,
I wish this motherfucker would have pulled out a remote.
He bought that movie 3 days past.
Oh, God.
And the movie's what, $14.99 or something?
Yes, it's $14.99. And I didn't watch it now. Went down there. I'm
That's
grown.
The one without Channing Tatum.
Man, even if the nigga was in there, I'm grown. I'm grown.
I don't know how that works.
I got BTE down my damn throat, man. Consumers Energy. I paid both of them like twice this month.
Nah. Yeah. The reason we all here, because,
Now we can start arguing.
Yeah. I love you like a play cousin. It ain't gonna sound like it. Reason we all here, mainly because I like my friends. And somewhere in the middle of this, I gotta work in 2 live reads. Well, that's gonna be funny. But we all sat down and got together and watched the Holla Back video. I personally did not have a problem. I understand.
You can't get it on that phone, Brandon.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can.
Brandon got a new phone, everybody.
I'm proud of
him. I was tricked.
Mm-hmm.
You were tricked?
I was tricked.
He wanted Brandon wanted
no, he traded in his flip phone.
I didn't trade in anything. Nah, let's just let that story be. No.
The screen was cracked.
Okay.
Listen, if I know where the buttons are and I know who I'm trying to call, I don't even need the screen to come on. I only call, like, on a weekly basis, I only call but 7 people. And I had the voice talk, so I could say Sam.
Okay,
so how did you get tricked then?
I was asleep. My wife took my phone because, you know.
Your wife is fantastic.
Because she's a liar. That's what it is. Now, I can say that because I'm married. And
well, don't lie though. Don't get me wrong. I've been married for a while. They all lie.
Yeah, you've been lying. You've been.
I've been lied to. I'll
say you've been married a year longer than me, ain't that right?
I have been lied to a lot. Like, a lot. Like,
let's not get
on that. No, I can say it. Okay, I still love her. Yeah, she don't lie to me tomorrow. You're a guy. You lying now. You like,
What type of watch is that?
That's my lie. Oh, yes.
I gotta be honest. I already did my time. I said I do. I did. I don't care no more.
It's a nice watch.
Hope it ain't good.
It's a nice watch.
You don't care?
I don't care no more. Oh, I really don't.
Then. You got a good woman now.
All I gotta do is make sure you still breathing by the end of the day. You know, I did my stuff. Part.
See, I bought my own watch. You know,
now, I watch up inside this into the hall back for you. I don't know how.
I bought a Rolex, and she bought me this leather strap watch.
That was a leather strap. We're having a side conversation.
No, I
bought a Rolex and I wear it.
Welcome to every podcast. We have a lot of side
conversations. We're talking about fantastic watches right now.
I wear it when I cut the grass and shovel the snow. I make sure she see me wearing it. Now, sometimes I wear it to work. I'm going to wear it to church tomorrow. But
I bought Sam, but you got an Invicta.
Well, yeah.
Show
you. You know, it's a place down there in the desert
occasions.
Called Gold City, man. I bought a Rolex for $250. No, mm-hmm. No lie. This was 10 carats. Rolex.
Rolex.
Come to my church tomorrow. I'm going to show it to you.
Does it tick or glide?
No, it glides. It's a Rolex, baby.
Listen to it. It sounds like a heartbeat.
I know.
We're going to talk about watches.
No. It's Rolex. It's a Rolex. But over there, you know, it's $250, you know, our money. Because, you know, of course, our money is worth more over there. So, really, you know, if I was to pay their money, it would have been a couple thousand. I came back over here and had it appraised. It's worth about
$9,000. The cheapest Rolex is like $4,000.
Yeah.
It's the cheapest.
Well, how much? What's the other kind of watch that I got you? Mavado.
That's not. They have some nice watches.
Mavados are very nice.
They have some very
I got
nice
it
watches.
Used.
Chet Groupon.
I got it used. Like the cheapest one I could find that he wanted used $800.
Yeah, they can use
Groupon
that a little bit more.
They'd be like, $400.
They can use that some more. Get that down to about $100. We'd be all right. I bet.
Tag watch.
Is that right?
No, that's super fancy.
Oh no, she bought it for you.
You pay $800 for it.
That's the white folk money.
That was, no, that was called, I never had a savings account before in my entire life. And then I couldn't afford that watch, so I forced myself to have a savings account so I could buy it 6 months later.
You know what? You are not the first white person that I've said they don't have a savings account. Primarily because most of the white folk I've met in my life been rich. So they didn't need no savings account. But I'd had a savings account since I was like 6.
Oh yeah, hell yeah.
No.
Wasn't bullshit.
My parents
I got a savings account like on my 5th birthday. No.
Oh yeah,
and you better not take from it.
And I couldn't take from it.
You could.
It was my savings account, but my daddy was the only one that could go into it.
Yeah, I had a savings account, but my mama could be the only one to sign for it. Yeah,
yeah, man.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. No, I had that. I mean, like the first savings account you created for yourself. How old were you?
I was about 18? 12. 12, 13, 14. No, 12 or 13.
I was about 17, 18.
I remember that.
Day. I was.
No, I take that back because I didn't create one. I took over the one without their signature.
Oh,
so
no,
when I was about 12, one. I think when you turn 13, you can.
I think
do
my
that.
Parents still have control over my original savings account. To be honest with you, I don't think I ever saw any of that money.
Bullshit!
Take that right back.
There's some white folk shit for you.
Like
I don't keep any of that money.
I love my mom. My mom.
No, that's some black folk shit.
No.
We were saving you. We were. Put this in your account.
College,
we were saving this money.
Right.
Real talk. I've opened up an account for both my sons. Now, if they both join the military, guess what? They'll never know that they had that money.
And that's how. That's
so. And I got $50 going to their accounts every month.
Well, you
know, times 18. You know, come up with a couple grand, right? But if you know, they go to the military or they get some type of, you know,
Fantastic full ride scholarship
where they pay for medical and dental. They never know that money was there.
Me and Dominique is
buying a condo in Disney World.
Bullshit! I ain't buying no condo. I will act like the money was never there. My son has a savings account, but I will say this: if you get a full ride scholarship, Sam is just gonna have a couple of extra $1,000 and go fuck himself.
You see that commercial when the boy go come back home for break and
bedroom is gone.
Oh yeah,
that's exactly what's gonna happen at my house. Where y'all get all this money? It's none of your goddamn business.
I'll look in your room.
Just slide on in there.
Bullshit.
We gonna do like Sam's parents did him. Just move down.
Yeah.
To house.
My mama told me to sleep on the couch. No, that was bullshit.
I remember when Sam, you moved out that house.
Oh hell yeah!
And then we went back over there.
You went upstairs,
and that didn't look like none of your room.
Yeah, it looked like I was never there.
Is daddy bought a piano?
Does that know how to play it? It just looked nice in here.
And he's a tune-up, nice, but it's fine. Tasha wanted to play the piano.
Like, these motherfuckers knew I was going to marry Tasha C-sharp. Second year in college.
I switched with a key you.
Oh, I know. C-sharp. C-sharp is the praise of the key.
Look at me, my ass. When they pass on, I got to haul that bitch away.
Don't even talk to me about this, dude. No. Like, what? When I moved into my apartment outside of college, I did not get my bed for 8 months. I had to sleep on the floor.
No, get this.
Because my parents wanted me to drive the bus because I didn't have a car.
Get this
back
here.
To Macomb Township to clean my bedroom before they would give me my bed.
I'm in that same boat with you.
I slept on the floor for 8 months.
I'm in that same boat with you. My bed.
They don't want to give you your bed.
They're assholes.
No, the bed that I had when I lived in my parents' house.
Yes.
My daddy made me give him half out of the savings.
Of course you did.
To pay.
That sound right.
No.
For this bed, dresser, chest set.
No.
I kept it clean. It never cracked. Drawers never fell off. Nothing broke.
I can beat
the house
story.
I bought over there.
Yes. Still got it.
My dad looked at me dead in my eye. Dead in my eye. And without flinch, without nothing, he turned that thing around and said, "This is mine."
No.
What the fuck?
No, wait.
No.
His reasoning was because I owed him
the other
for all the years I've lived in this house. I never paid for eggs, milk, bread, water, heat.
No. You want to complain about bed?
Ideally, that would be Brian's bedroom set.
Yes.
But guess what I had to do? I had to buy Brian and Brandon. Because
I'm going to get Sam's bedroom's old bedroom set for him.
No.
And I'm going to fix it up.
Good luck.
Go over there and talk to my mama so you can get my
good luck.
Because it's in the basement.
Good luck.
Don't nobody.
Your mama, for him, your
good
mama
luck.
Give it to me.
No.
I'm glad I stayed with my grandma. I didn't go through any of that stuff.
No, here go what I had to do.
I lived with my grandma, too. You want to know what Johnny say? That's too much cussing, Charlie. Oh, put y'all to sleep.
All right.
I'm out here with Alexa. Alexa been trying to charge.
Okay.
My one point is that my bedroom set, okay, my grandparents bought for my dad when he was 16, not for him to sleep in, but for him and his future wife to have in their first house when he was 16.
Yeah,
so
good.
This is the exact same bed that I,
that
my brother, and my younger sister were most likely conceived in that they gave me when I was in high school.
That's fucked up.
That's nasty.
That bed is so damn old.
I hope you wipe
your face. And that is what's in his spare bedroom right now.
You want to come?
No.
That's not a racial thing. That is.
And that is what I slept in.
Yeah. Like, I'm looking at my wife friend. I'm like, is that
a bed set? I have my dad's from when he was 16 that they wouldn't give me.
Man, your dad probably did a lot of fucking.
Yeah, I know, man. Shit.
I got four. There are four kids in the family.
Like I'm looking at. I need a white ruling.
Well, my
is that
always
is it?
I'm always interested.
What's the story? We all had our own shit.
Let's compare our cultural
I live next
differences.
Door to a Negro.
What's that? We all had our own shit. We lived good. Yes. We had a lot of good memories. Sorry.
Sterling White.
Not a drop of ethnicity.
Nope, it's Sterling White.
Wow.
And in the Middle Eastern. Okay, what's your story?
The fuck they got the, when they was cutting your grass?
Anytime I had to remember, I think one time we did see a Middle Eastern president.
I had a Mexican cut my grass.
They had their own little neighborhood.
And then we wasn't sure. We didn't go to find out. You didn't do fucking investigation. Could have been a light-skinned white guy.
light-skinned
black guy.
A light-skinned white guy with some really good black hair.
My bedroom.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So I go up, buy the headset, figuring they're just going to throw out the old one.
Yeah.
So I move over, all my new stuff's in the new bedroom, and then they set up the spare bedroom with all of my old stuff. To this day, is still in that bedroom. Yes.
That is funny.
Yeah.
That is funny.
Wait.
But realistically, talking about that new bedroom set, I was so impressed the first time I saw his bedroom at his parents' house, because it was all nice furniture that he had bought as like a teenager and decorated like an adult and stuff. I was so impressed. I was like, this is your room? You look like an adult.
Well,
what?
They already had him leaving in mind. Like, that little room changed.
How old were you when you moved out? Yeah.
Jesus.
And what? How old were you when they made you buy?
It was a mandate court order from the president.
Yeah.
I had to get out.
Maybe they were preparing you to leave their house.
Yeah. Are you if you need a new bedside?
I wasn't even 18. He said, split the difference, goddamn. Get the fuck out.
Since everybody, this is how I got a bedroom set. Now, when I was like 15, 16, my uncle just bought me a bed. He didn't buy me the bedroom set. I stayed with my grandmother. So, you know, whatever.
Over there on the
grandmother
living
with is a different
story. Like, you had to come through. Like,
so, that's shut different. Up. Like, so, see, my uncle bought me a brand new mattress. No headboard, no nothing. So, okay. Whatever. So, my aunt is always redecorating. So, she was like, I got a bedroom set. You can have it. You know, I'm buying the kids a new bedroom set. You can have this. So, to this day, I gave it to a friend of ours who is still at her house. I kind of want it back, but I can't go ask my bedroom set back.
Why not? Want me to go over there?
You know her.
What's her name?
Wow, we're just going to throw it out there like that, like weird.
So, he dropped the phone.
I cannot get that bedroom set back.
You ain't getting it back. You ain't getting it back.
That person is like a, that's a different breed of people.
I don't want to get a bedroom set for us. We still ain't got one yet, because I don't know what I want to get.
Well, I didn't know that. Huh? I didn't know that.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
When?
When she said, I do, and she waved around all her ghetto ways.
I was over there? I was still over there.
Yeah, you were still overseas. But the second I said, I do, my wife said,
Alexa had to go to the bathroom.
God damn the ghetto. I have been here before. This is it. I rescued my wife from such poverty. And I try to remind her at least once a day.
Nigga,
like, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying
just because I stayed over there, don't mean nobody. We were fine.
That exactly means you were not fine if you stayed over there. You were not fine.
Can I interject?
Yeah, please.
I worked every day. I had my own money.
We don't dispute that. That's not what we're talking about. I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna tell you why. You know, I think I have the right to say this out of everybody at this table because I've been knowing you for about a long time.
Yes, yeah.
Which means. You get those years, too, when you said I do. So, that gives me all the credibility in the world to pretty much say whatever I want to say within the confines of respectability.
I love this disclaimer. It's so big coming.
Have not just started studying women
there you
in
go.
2011.
There you go.
For folks who don't know about 2011, that's when I asked my wife. That's when me and my wife got married. May 17th.
Mm-hmm.
No. I have not just started.
Oh.
I've been doing this since, how old are you when you're 13 years old? Sam, do the math.
No.
What is the year? That's what I meant to say. What is the year?
It was 95.
You gotta be like 90.
That was 95 for us.
95, yeah. You're the same age. You're 95, yeah.
So 1995 to 2014, I've been studying women. Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna tell you something right now. When I was scoping them out, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like Snake
mm-hmm.
from Metal Gear.
Mm-hmm.
I would find out what they like. I would investigate the surrounding area.
Mm-hmm.
Compensate my strategy to that.
Yep.
And I got them every time.
I was an environment.
I got a 99.9% kill ratio.
Why are we talking about this? What did I miss that we started talking about?
No, because my wife lied. My wife obviously lied. Like, I rescued her from the ghetto.
No. He didn't rescue her from the ghetto. Wait.
I kept saying that she was
bougie. Can I finish making my point?
How did you rescue her from the ghetto?
No, she's bougie. Now.
I've always been.
Can I finish making my point?
Please, go ahead.
Can
I finish making my point?
No.
Can I finish making my point?
My wife. Please. Hold on. Let my man finish.
Okay. Now.
Now,
here it is.
That's why
my good friend's wife, whom I love dearly.
Yeah.
And if he dies right now, I would do anything for her.
Okay.
Within the confines of my own marriage.
I get you.
You know what I'm saying? I help her out.
I'll come back.
But we talked about that.
All right.
But that's not what we're talking about.
All right then.
Now, she's very bougie.
Uh huh.
And that about it. You are bougie.
Yep.
I like you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Most black women that come from the hood are bougie.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't I came from the hood. You know? But I say all that to say this. What I think and what I know about concerning some women that come from the ghetto have always been right.
I'm listening.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Now, don't get me wrong.
I like that you, like, dramatically dropped the mic.
You should have.
Read between the lines.
I understand what you're saying.
If anybody say something against my best friend's wife, I kill you. However, I'm at liberty to say whatever the fuck I want.
Don't get me wrong. My wife living a good life now.
When I first met Tasha,
she earned it.
She came up and she breathed in my face, and I swear I smelled...
I want you to finish. I want you to finish.
Finish your sentence.
Cough drops.
Now, don't get me wrong.
What does that have anything to do with being bougie?
No. My wife is bougie
now. Go back
now.
A few seconds and read between the lines.
My wife is bougie now. See, that's the thing. Let me tell you
but
something.
But I've always liked you.
My wife is a beautiful flower that grew from a pot.
I don't like them light-skinned.
My wife.
Like them browns. And Tasha's a brown.
Okay, Tasha, I stay with my grandmother.
I live with my grandma, too.
Did you hear what I said?
My choice. So, and plus,
all right, then.
Both of my parents had houses.
Okay.
I could have went and stayed with them anytime I wanted to stay with my grandmother.
Okay.
My grandmother stayed in public housing. That's where I stayed for a majority of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So Sam says he rescued me from the ghetto.
Sure did. My wife is the rose that grew from concrete.
The thing is, ain't no nigga really rescued any.
Your charming ass.
Sam's a charmer. I'm very charming.
Sam's a charmer.
You stalked her.
First of all, this woman.
It sounds bad.
This woman hit me with a church door while you play it. We've said this story many times on this podcast.
I know. I was on the walkie talkie outside.
I
remember
that.
Then on top of that, this woman had the just the balls to not call me. After hitting me with a church door, and I still
what makes you think that she had
went to
you?
The heart of the ghetto. I fear for my life because that was a love. I'm black.
Yes.
But I'm not that black where I went to that part of the ghetto. Matt, you are not allowed at that part of the ghetto. If you are there, you totally
where
fucked up.
At?
I want
where
him
my
to
church
go.
Was at, rather?
We parked really close to the door for a reason.
You know what? I have parked on the street the last time I came.
Please go to my church tomorrow. Please go to my church.
It's a white and black like, interracial gay couple over there. Then it's yes. The Chinese lady two doors down. We all went
to see, I didn't move my wife to a very progressive neighborhood.
I'm not afraid of
very progressive. Progressive. Progressive.
But the rest of them is niggas.
I didn't. All right, dear. I said progressive, goddammit. I didn't say upper crest.
If you are crooked.
I didn't say 1%, motherfucker.
Let me tell you, every time we had if we win a lotto conversation, I'm pretty sure every couple has the if we win a lotto conversation.
World's greatest city.
And I say, we are moving. I'm not going nowhere. You are crazy.
You damn right. You see, I didn't live in Detroit.
We'd be moving.
And then we about to further go. Me and my wife about to buy a house down by the lake.
We got a nice house. We'd be moving in a heartbeat.
And you don't care about
stuff? I don't want nobody to know why I stay.
We got a nice house
in a quiet neighborhood. I would get out of there so fast.
You just never leave the house.
Look, I'm in the Navy. I'm about to buy a boat.
Our house is cute. Okay, you don't need that ice cube, baby. All
right. But
he tasted it.
Don't get me wrong.
Your son's gonna be a little troublemaker if he's already trying to taste my whiskey.
Oh no.
My son and Charles, together,
I hope they go to the same school in the future.
Oh yeah.
I really do. I just wanna go up there and see all the shit.
I just wanna watch
your address just to let you know.
I may watch.
They're gonna use see this is the nigga shit I'm talking about. This is not Nevada bullshit I'm talking about.
See?
You're gonna use my address.
Yep.
Yeah.
No.
But if I say it, somehow I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
Somehow
you
I'm wrong.
How many Amazon packages I had sent to your address?
Sim, now I'm looking at you. What okay, did you have over no, by?
No, this is why he moved here.
Okay, all right, well, there you go. Remember what I just said? remember what I said, Matt? We'll start off somewhere, but we'll never end off where the fuck we start off.
That's
What? What we supposed to be talking about?
We were supposed to be talking about the Holla Back video.
Come on with it.
Yeah,
start it up.
This is so much more interesting.
Play the music.
But either way, the Holla Back video. Now, this is what brought my good friend Alexa here.
Oh, he called me by name.
This is what brought her here because I felt the heat from the email.
Let me just say something.
And I said something without her here.
Let me just say something about white folk.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me?
Oh, white people.
Well, can Matt, because, you know, you got to think, the ethnic.
Blacks and whites at the table drinking together.
I used to have somebody.
It's a cross burning on your lawn right now. What are you talking about?
No, it's not. Matt,
Italian people, cool. And white people.
Hold on, the Ku Klux Klan
is like bread,
open their doors. Okay?
So you go down the bread aisle, and white bread and Italian bread look the same, but they're not the same.
Both
of them white ass breads taste the same to me.
Italian bread is a little tougher. White bread is white bread.
It's like cake.
But see, I'm gonna say this. No, honestly, she's absolutely right. When I was in Italy, and I honestly had, you know, in Italy, they got them cheese wheels, mm-hmm. right? They'll cut you a slice of cheese,
yeah.
and then they'll give you bread. That's the appetizer.
Yeah.
You know, a nigga like, I wouldn't, nigga, shit.
That is the meal.
Bring me some
that
more
is
bread
the meal.
And some more free ass cheese, right?
That is the
and
meal.
And then they would bring Wonder Bread because, you know, they, by my accent, they knew I was American. They'll bring that. And then the guy, he was hosting us,
like,
and he said,
oh, you must like Wonder Bread.
Exactly. Yeah. Taste the difference. Yes. And I tell you, it was like eating glue.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
No, that's right. That's why, to this day, Olive Garden was my favorite restaurant until I went to Italy.
Olive
so
Garden.
So you are absolutely right in what you said. So,
and that
same respect.
And that's not me saying. That was a friend used to say to me all the time when ever anyone called me white.
In that respect, I got to think the same thing about. I got to think the same thing about.
Yeah.
Ethnicity. Yeah.
See,
right.
And that's the thing. I always get on people myself whenever I want to refer to you as a white woman because I can't.
I am technically a white woman. On my papers, like, I have to check Caucasian.
Barely.
Your mother is Caucasian.
Like, my mother is Caucasian. My dad is 100% Italian.
I'm seeing you, mom.
Like, off the boat,
you
Italian,
then.
Don't get me wrong. I'm seeing you, mom.
Your hips and butt.
Stunning woman.
My hips and butt.
Like Sharon Stone in a prime.
My wife said the same thing. That you're like the fifth thickest white girl she's seen before.
Aww. No. I'm the fifth.
See, yeah. That's
but
the thing.
In my book, you like rank number 13.
You got them.
I guess.
No,
right.
No, I'm just telling you. I didn't seen some thick white bitch.
You know.
I was up in there now. Over there.
You got your moments. All right, that's all I'm saying.
I like how monotone
just
you
saying.
Just said that
I'm
whole statement.
Don't
that
get me wrong. You got your moments.
Hey, my wife knew.
I can't compliment you twice today.
That's fine. Yeah, you've already gotten that compliment out of the way.
Yeah, I know.
I apologize for it. That's fine. We can move on.
But the holler back video. That's why you're here. That was another thick, whitish woman.
I wouldn't call her thick at all. She was average.
She had hips.
I could not deny
it.
It
was about out of control.
No.
Brandon, what are you out here talking about?
No, I'm still listening to him. Hey. I'm still listening to him.
Hey, they white.
We are. We are the two white people sitting at the
table. It's only about five people that's going to hear what I just said.
Mm-hmm.
Not counting you. I'm talking about Big Mang.
He can hear.
Big Mang going to listen to this.
He's the only one who listened to it like three times to hear all the other conversations.
Fan club needs to shut up.
Hey, I'm just saying.
I understand.
Big Mang. It's weird saying hi to someone else that's not you.
Yeah, it's okay. You don't need to say hi to me, but I can say hi to people today because I'm here, so you can't say hi to me.
Yeah,
hi,
mate.
Nice to
see you.
I'm sorry, I'm listening to Brad at this
moment.
Hey, it's my duty to please that booty.
Oh, my God.
It was actually stuff before that. And
it's about 10 minutes of stuff.
Yeah, it is.
Go back and listen to this. Was he posted?
Go rewind it.
You're going to want to just call me and say, man, that was funny.
I heard him. I'm trying to shoehorn this shit, but
it's cool.
Like I said, the hollerback video.
All right, let's get to what you.
I was not offended by that video.
That's nice, of
at
course,
because
you're a dude.
Mainly because I'm a dude.
Who told her to walk?
What?
Who told her to put on them damn jeans and put on that shirt?
How dare she wear whatever the hell she wants out in public?
Okay,
how
and walk for hours on purpose.
She walked for 10 hours
on purpose.
I know. How dare she?
Okay.
How dare she?
All right, let's break down mathematically.
She had a car.
Human.
Because that wasn't done on purpose.
Hold on.
No, it was.
Bullshit.
It was.
Oh, it was done on purpose.
Just like the girl with that white girl with that really.
To demonstrate
just like
what walking down the street for 5 minutes is.
Okay.
See, you know what?
Hold on.
You
got
it.
I got this one.
All right.
Just point at me when
go.
I can talk.
I'm ready.
I'm going to put myself in the wrong.
Here's what I'm going to do. I may give her a second.
No, go for it. Whatever you want to say.
Okay.
I'll listen to your bullshit.
For the record. Let's just put it on. Let's
hear your
I'm
fucking
giving
male
you,
bullshit. I would love to.
I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt.
Go for it. Whatever the hell you want
to
say.
Has that happened to you before?
Almost when I lived in Ipsy or anytime I'm down in Detroit, anywhere that you are capable of walking. Not in Macomb. Not in St. Clair Shores.
Okay.
Someplace I'm
ready.
Ferndale.
Okay, that's weird. Ain't that like the gay capital of Michigan?
I've been told that in Ferndale. I've been told that in Ferndale.
See, you had me.
She's playing dirty.
When you said Ferndale, you're lying.
No,
I know you're lying. I get hollered at Ferndale.
She's playing dirty. Let me tell you why.
You are
lying. Let me tell you why. First, she's named Ypsilanti. Okay, ain't nothing but niggas up there.
Detroit
ain't nothing but niggas in Detroit.
I get that one.
And she's white with ass.
There you go.
Ain't no nigga. Ain't gonna say nothing.
You are a motherfucker.
A nigga could be with his woman and still say something.
Yes.
He'll make sure that you saw him looking at you.
In Ipsy, in Detroit, you are a fucking unicorn.
Royal Oak
I give you
and
that.
Ferndale.
You saw that video
Explain
too?
That yeah, one yeah. for me.
Okay. All right.
Explain Royal Oak and Ferndale if you're only using a race card in this aspect.
Okay.
We're going to take you to Flint.
We're never seeing this guy. Flint?
Really?
Flint?
I went to Baylor College in Flint. Ain't nothing but knocking up there. And all we doing is looking for white girls with asses.
Keep driving. Keep driving.
All we do. A black girl with a fat ass, it's cool. White girl, fat ass, same ass that the black girl got.
Motherfucker, you better go to Marquette.
Bring your pink ass.
You got all your shit.
You said Marquette?
Yes.
Not Marquette? Marquette?
Yep. I say the Q, guys. I hit every goddamn letter.
Are you going to pronounce that Y really hard when it comes to Ypsilanti as well?
Yep.
Or are you
going to
say
Ypsilanti? I lived in Ypsilanti.
How are you supposed to say it?
Detroit? Are we going to start saying Detroit?
Yep.
I used to say Cadillacs. It's really pronounced Cashew.
Yep.
Cadillacs.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. That's my friend.
Can I get a toast?
My nigga.
Can I get a toast for that one?
But my point is.
Hold on, Sam. Niggas like. And she know this. She know this.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I like her.
Mm-hmm.
Because she plays to our
she
ego.
She playing to both sides.
So she, you know what? No, like, none. This is going to sound weird.
It is.
Weird.
It is.
But she could be a black man.
Mm-hmm.
I could be a black man.
Let me finish that. Let me finish.
But I don't have a penis as far as you
know. I gotta be honest. If you whip one out right now, I wouldn't be surprised.
That's what I mean.
I wouldn't be surprised.
No, I do not have a penis.
But have I finished my statement?
Mm-hmm. What is your statement?
And her mentality is what I'm getting at.
Mm-hmm.
Not her physiology, because we can see that.
Yeah.
But her mentality, she could be a black man. Because she knows what niggas look for.
Mm-hmm.
No disrespect to you, brother. He knows what niggas look for.
Shit.
And by hanging around niggas, he's selling Lincolns and Cadillacs. So he know what niggas like.
Yep.
So he know what they're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
She do that shit on purpose. And I'm telling you, I'm going to tell you, Samson Nation, uh-huh. I love this lady over here. I would do anything I can if I can. But at the same time, everything she's about to tell you,
it's
after
a complete
I get
lie.
Talking,
it's a
and
complete
Sam
lie.
Over for what I'm saying is about to be some bullshit.
Yep.
She's only doing this for the ladies.
I'm not doing this for the ladies. I'm saying this as me personally, the way I felt.
Liar!
I go outside in Ferndale, Royal Oak, Detroit, Ypsilanti, where this has happened the most often. Those four cities, okay?
Like
every single time I have been screamed at. I've been screamed at coming down our street in St. Clair Shores. The fact that anyone... No, I was riding my bike to Nino's.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, there you go. I mean...
I'm getting hollered at. In jeans. In jeans, I'm walking down the street.
Were you wearing heels?
No. I was wearing tennis shoes because I was riding a damn bike.
Were they Jordans?
No.
What were they?
They were Chucks.
Just regular... Okay, first of all...
First off, niggas don't care. You can be barefooted.
Yeah. That was just going to say. You didn't have to wear jeans.
No, I'm not going to call you on it. You know I'm right. You know I'm right.
It's a reason you're still here.
Let's say something that's racially funny.
Like.
Because I'm right. You know that I'm right, right?
She has really nice ass.
Oh, there you go. And there you go.
And what do niggas
that has nothing to do with it.
Okay.
You feel the fact that because someone looks a certain way, you have the right to treat their body like public space and scream at them on the street, though you've never met this person.
What amendment is that?
Is she?
Freedom of speech.
That's fine. Frank. You want to scream at me? That's fine. I'm going to ignore you. And you can't get mad
at
me.
And that's the end of it.
And that's, look at the video.
I'm not saying, hold on, wait.
Mad at her because she's not acknowledging
that. I can explain
that.
I'm right. You're absolutely right.
You're absolutely right.
That was wrong. I can explain that.
That yelled at her. What? Am I ugly? Is that why you won't talk to me? No.
Hold on. Let me get this one. I got this one.
He didn't really yell at her.
I know. He didn't yell at her. All right, here's my point.
Oh, sure. Yeah, she didn't yell at her at all in that video. Keep telling yourself.
Hear me out. I'm not saying it's cool to harass women walking down the street.
White bitches.
Now, I will say this. I'm calling bullshit.
Call bullshit.
Here's why I'm calling bullshit. When you said Ferndale.
Hear me out
in Ferndale. The Ferndale is the LGBT capital
of Michigan.
Of Michigan.
I have not
now,
been,
I ain't gonna lie
been
to
hit
you.
On by girls in Ferndale. I have not been screamed at by females in Ferndale.
Get in
girls at, by girls at this party.
Yeah, we were in Clinton Township.
Yeah, we were in Clinton Township. You got hit on
but
by
I've
girl.
Never gotten hollered at. I've never gotten screamed at by all right. a girl.
Here, look,
here.
Get in line. In Ferndale, I have been hit on.
Good for you.
But
I'm not saying hitting on it isn't appropriate. You can hit on whoever you want.
All right.
The fact that you really need to scream and
here's why.
Down
here's
street.
Why. Here's why we need to scream. Because I've done it.
Wait, wait.
Hold
ew.
On. Wait. Have
ew.
You been?
Listen. All right. Yep. I have been walking down the street, and a guy was like, hey, what's going on? I'm like, hello.
Yeah.
You can't talk? You ain't stopping talking to me?
No. I got shit
no,
to do.
I'm on my way somewhere. Well, forget you then, B.
Yeah.
All right, now that's not cool.
Scream at me, cause I don't have time to talk to you, cause you.
I want to attack. This was so good.
That
go for it. Go
that
for it.
That now
that is wrong.
I understand that is wrong. Being a woman being called a derogatory name.
Yeah.
Wait a second. Hold on. I got to choose my words. All
right.
Choose your words carefully.
Yeah, a woman being called a derogatory name to a degree is wrong.
Not to a degree. You calling me a derogatory name for no reason is wrong.
No,
yeah.
I'm with you on that.
Reason.
So to a degree.
Now, if I walk,
if it's a reason for me to call you a
bee, hold on, bee. Then that's that.
But
that's
me walking down the street and not talking.
Oh, that's why I said for a reason. That's what Seth said. For a reason. For a reason. Right now, at the same time, correct me if I'm wrong. The brothers at the table. That includes you.
Aw, congratulations.
You racist. Listen.
You made it.
I went to a black barber.
If I remember.
You went to a black barber?
He always goes to a black barber.
What the
fuck? Oh, God.
What the hell? You might be black.
That is not what the conversation was about.
It's got to be honest. This is the only barber to go to. Shit. Go ahead. But I will say this.
I didn't know that was what the conversation was about. I didn't think that the conversation was about the woman walking down the street. And being followed and called derogatory names and all
nah.
that stuff.
No, we're going all around it. We're going all.
Is that
around
what we doing?
Yeah.
Because I thought that we had one primary objective here.
No, not primary. Because you gotta think, I ain't never been yelled.
Because
at.
I'm gonna tell you something.
Have you ever been yelled at walking on the street by someone?
Hell no.
From female.
From anyone that was trying to sleep with you.
Yes.
Would you like to explain?
Oh, I would like to hear this.
I had sex with her.
That's how you do it. I gotta be honest.
So that is the story.
Okay, so how many women have screamed at you on the street because they've wanted to sleep with you? How many?
I don't know.
Probably that one. We can count that one.
I lost my virginity when I was
the one that you slept with.
I don't know. I don't keep count of women I've slept with. I've never have.
I have.
But how many people have screamed at you on the street?
I don't keep count of that, of women who have screamed or hollered at me when I was walking down the street or in wherever I was. Never kept count of that. I didn't care. What guy cares about that? Hold up a second. This is the double standard that is plaguing us right now.
There you go.
Right now. Like guys who sleep with a bunch of women don't give a damn. But if a woman sleeps with one guy and then the guy tells him and he tells me, yes, you a hoe. That's how it works. No guy keeps track of how many women he sleeps with.
But hear my thing. If
no
I walk
guy
down
does
the street,
that.
I completely disagree. I know multiple guys that do. You guys might be the two guys I've ever heard say they don't know their number. You too.
You know what?
No, I'm gonna tell
you something. Wait.
You guys are the only two guys I've ever met that haven't known their number.
You want to know something?
I give you a rough estimate.
The guy that told you the number is probably trying to fuck you.
No,
there you go.
I mean, every single guy I've had this conversation with. Every single
after
guy.
After
keep a good ride hole. I like you. Keep a good ride. I want that ride hole to be cool.
That's the thing. That's the thing is, I didn't find out his number until after we slept together.
Oh well, yeah. You just add one.
I didn't find out Sam's number after we were married.
Yeah. Yeah, what? Baby.
Yeah. Like, my wife, like, I didn't even give her a real number because I don't know. It's a rough estimate. Rough estimate.
So we would never know.
I have female friends that have rough estimates, and that's fine.
All
I don't care
is this.
About your number. That's not what this conversation's about.
No,
I'm not using the how much of a slut conversation you are.
No,
right.
I'm talking about this woman walking down the street.
Who's
now, don't get me wrong.
She's wearing jeans and a t-shirt, and she's getting
all right,
screamed.
I got another example. Here we go.
Hold on.
You were at Nikki's for a birthday party a few years ago. Mm-hmm. It was right after we came back from our honeymoon.
Okay.
This guy is in the bar trying to talk to me. I said, I am with my husband.
Mm-hmm.
No, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about him.
Yep.
I do. And I walked away.
I got this one. You gotta let me get this one.
Me and Sam sit at the table. He walks up to me and taps me on my shoulder.
That's the wrong thing to say to a nigga.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with my husband. No, thank you.
That's the wrong thing to say.
Why right. is that but the wrong no. thing to say?
See,
but no.
Hold on, hold on. Let me break it
then
down.
Then go back to the table and sit with him, and he comes and taps me on my shoulder. You didn't get it from when I said no the first time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it would have been. No, because I was about to fight. She stopped me from fighting.
Can I just say one thing? No, that, this is your wife.
Huh. Hold on. She tried to stop me. She tried. And she said, let's just leave before we get into something. But in the end of it all, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to bring it back to the hollaback video. It was just talking. It's up to you to do the action. Now, in this video, this girl was walking down the street. Now, I'm not saying
didn't
it's cool.
Acknowledge anyone.
Hold on. Hear me
How
out.
How often do you walk in New York City?
Okay, hold on. First of all.
Do it.
First of all, this woman wasn't walking down regular ass New York. She wasn't walking down Madison Avenue.
It doesn't
Fifth
matter.
Avenue. No, this woman walked into Harlem.
Who cares? Why is that a different thing?
First of all, hold on. That was Harlem, Bed-Stuy, Spanish Harlem. You was going for a reaction, goddammit. I know a little bit about broadcasting.
No.
I am not allowed to
that's
walk
not what
down
he's saying.
The street
that's
in
saying.
Harlem
no.
because I'm going to get harassed.
That is not what he's saying.
That's not what I'm
that
saying.
That is not what he's saying.
I'm saying the filmmaker was looking for a fucking reaction.
That's all it was.
That's all it was.
And
now, I will say this.
Look how easy it happened.
Exactly.
Look how easy
you're helping
it was.
His argument.
Hold on.
It is annoying. Catcalling is annoying.
Woo-hoo! I'm not saying.
Sweet thing. Come here.
I don't deny that.
How many women do you think go for that? On an average.
Hold on.
You know,
that's the thing.
I've been catcalled right and screamed, and you obviously want to sleep with me. Let's do this.
You
and
are
I sleep with everybody.
You got to get in your back seat.
In my
yeah.
life.
I have
smile,
one
baby.
For you.
Why don't you
I mean,
smile?
I'm
smile
serious.
More. You look prettier if you smile.
You
get out of my face.
Okay.
You got to do what you tell me.
Don't get mad. I did.
It makes me angry. It makes me angry when someone else tells me what to do. So when
a man,
stranger on the street is going to scream and tell me what to do so I'll be more attracted to them. I don't give a fuck.
I didn't do it. I didn't do it. I'm looking
I'm
at you right now.
You know.
Like you keep
I'm
doing the point. You keep pointing to me.
I'll go back to my favorite line. You ain't smiling, baby. If
okay.
I was a man, I'd keep a smile on your face.
All right. Let me explain something. I get
I've
this.
I've got to do shit for you.
I got this. You know what's happening? I got you. I see where the
hey,
guys. Yeah. The
I
guys are disabled.
Okay. Tasha, me, I have
is confused.
Been. I have been thick all my life. I have had big legs. My whole life.
I've had a
so
big
men,
legs and big ass my whole
men
life.
Men have looked at me. I was 15 years old walking through a hospital parking lot. Oh, my God.
I got this one.
You can't be. You can't
I'm
be.
So, I'm so ready for this.
You have not said
I am 15.
What I want you to say.
I got the knockout
my
punch ready.
Sister.
I wanted to get it out of their system.
You have not said what I
want like I just met women today.
Okay, you better say it. You hear what I'm thinking?
No, I want you to say it. But I got to. Like, I'll set you up. I'm going to set you up. I'll set you up good.
If you say it, I'm just going to say, ha!
I'll set you up good.
All right. Go for it.
Here's
for
why.
It.
All right.
I'm about to go take a piss.
About why this is socially acceptable. Tell me. Explain
okay.
this to me.
It's not cool, but it is socially acceptable.
Why?
For this reason alone. Number one, we're going to give you some soft topics first. Number one, I have been a person who have catcalled.
You put that money in your pocket?
Yeah. 9 times out of 10, I don't know why that had to be on mic, but all right. I have been a person who have catcalled, and in the catcall, normally when I see a girl who got the shape or whatever that the normal person would catcall, I'm a little bit more silent in my approach. I'm like, guy. That's what I do. That's my move, and I look away. I know 3 seconds, keep looking, and then after 3 seconds, after 3 Mississippis, I'm done. Now, with that said. Here's why guys do that. I'm just going to educate you on why guys do that. Okay.
He is in the bathroom.
I know he's in the bathroom.
Cheering
and he's just
you
throwing you off.
Which is even creepier.
You better not be spilling pee on my bathroom floor.
Here's why guys do that. Because it's up to you to come back
it doesn't
to
matter.
It. Hold on. Can I ask a question? This is a yes or no question. Any man who's ever done that, have you ever walked up to him?
No.
Okay. You're good.
Unless he was fine.
Let me explain about catcalling.
Zero. If he ever would have catcalled me, we never would have dated.
Hold on.
Ever.
Let me explain why catcalling is here. That's all we got. Catcalling is the Hail Mary throw because I don't expect you to turn around. 9 times out of 10, if we catcalling you, you walking the other way.
And then...
Now, I'm not saying harassment is cool.
That's considered harassment.
Are you walking the other way?
Are you screaming at me from across the street?
Okay, let's flip it. Let's flip it. Let's flip it.
I done seen girls running on the street, guys with, hey, big booty. Really?
I used to honk the horn at me.
Okay.
Come running up to my car.
I was the king of honking the horn and driving the other way. And you know what that happened? Nothing. If you came back and chased me, 9 times out of 10, I ain't got shit for you because I just used my best move for you.
Why are you calling your poppy?
I just used my best move. Jesus. That was it. That's all I had.
But why do you even feel, if you know nothing's going to come of it, why do you even do it?
I got you. Hold on.
Why?
Everybody here.
You are talking way too much.
Hold on.
There's one statement you and I can say
hold on.
To end all this.
I know. I
want to know BK's actual statement.
I got
statement.
An hour to
if
fill.
If he has one statement, one thing, you can continue
to
damn rambling.
Hold on.
What's your one sentence?
I still got an hour.
Okay, let him say one sentence.
Hold on.
Just one sentence and you can keep it.
Because
he's
going
to
shut it down. I know what he goes. I got an idea.
It's fabulous here. We're going to keep talking.
All right. Let me put it like this.
We're talking about mattresses for 20 minutes.
I know. I'm trying to. Yeah, we showed it. I mean. Go ahead. Fuck it. Yeah, go ahead.
What's your one sentence?
If you were knowing the body shape that you have.
Yeah.
Knowing the physique that you have.
Yes.
You know that on your body, you have what men are looking for, blacks and whites.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What's your point?
I don't know why you keep making it racial.
No. I have to. Because we got blacks and whites.
I got you.
Revenue.
You know that his woman got a black woman's body. Ass.
Okay. Why did you specify? But all right, go ahead.
How would you feel if nobody said nothing to you?
This is the difference. All right, I'll give you this
example. I want to hear this one.
I'll give you this.
Bullshit.
Okay?
I know. I want
to
hear this one.
I'm going to tell you the difference. If I go to a bar and no one hits on me, in a situation in which it's a club, people hit on each other all the time, and that's the stereotypical fucking assumption, right? Mm-hmm. I might be upset. If I'm walking down the street, minding my own business, doing my shopping, whatever, it pisses me off when people hit on me. Because I find it insulting.
Okay.
But
I'm trying
to talk to me is one thing. You throw in the Hail Mary and just screaming, damn, baby, when I walk by, makes me
want to
hit
face. That's not good, though.
What I'm talking about is not the picture on that video. I'm just talking about, you could be at a bar. You could be at a supermarket. You could be somewhere ever. And you know you got on something that shows that you got a nice-ass body. And nobody draws attention
I'm
to you.
I'm fucking fine. Because that's where I live right now. I live in Macomb County.
Yeah.
I am not attractive in Macomb County.
No, you are not.
No. I'm attractive in Detroit. I'm attractive in Bloomingdale. In
right
Royal
on that.
Oak. I'm attracted in Ypsilanti, in Ann Arbor. Not attractive in Macomb County because I'm not
so then, therefore, I cannot possibly be talking about Macomb County.
I'm talking about here.
I'm talking about places that you know you attractive. I will bet you any amount of money that that woman on that video did not go to a place where she did not think she was not attractive.
Why is it different?
You took it from me.
Why is it different? Because first off, she's walking.
How dare she walk anywhere?
Let me finish.
What is wrong with her?
No, wait.
You're walking.
I promise you.
I got this.
You see what I'm doing?
You see what I'm
going?
Don't say nothing.
I got another one.
Turn the pink on me. Don't say nothing.
I got another one.
She walked noticeably. Noticeably, the attention she gotten was great percentage African American. She knew she had a bad body. She knew she had a fat ass from the front looking at her face. She knew she would get attention. If you were to walk in a place where you know normally you do get attention and now you don't, you'd be cool.
Had she walked on Wall Street, probably no one would have said
I know, right? She was asking for it.
You can. You can
right?
if you want.
She was asking
for it. If you go
smoke,
I'll
right?
do some liveries in a minute.
She was asking for it. That's what you're saying.
By wearing
jeans and a t-shirt, I am asking for attention.
Can we both agree that on that video she was asking for it?
No, she was walking down the street in jeans and a t-shirt. She was one of my booty shorts.
Did you see them set the video up?
Okay, here's the difference.
She was asking
for
it.
How dare she go to that part of town? How dare she?
Okay, can we?
I saw
they set the video up.
She
was asking for it.
Synonymous with catcall.
Huh? How long has she been
begging
for
yelling? I'll give you that
answer. Yes! Yes, they are!
Does that mean it's appropriate?
That's not the question, though.
That's not the question.
Wall Street, Broadway.
Yes. I got you. I'm going to take the other route because you beat me.
I get that.
No, I completely disagree. But why is that okay? Why is that okay?
Why is it okay for a man to go to work every damn day and then nobody questions a woman about not working?
Don't point at me.
Okay. I work.
I didn't say you didn't.
So
I said
what? Point.
This is the double standard of life.
So the patriarchy, which is the people that are accepting that
that's
you
my girl. Go ahead.
The fact that you are a man.
That's my girl.
And you can talk at me like I am public property and comment about the way I look.
I didn't say it was okay.
You.
I didn't say it was okay.
Then why are you defending it?
I got it.
Right, that's the way it is.
That
you
is
cannot
excuse.
Change it.
That's
if we were talking about what is right and wrong,
so you're arguing that'll be social
no, 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 no. If we were talking about what is right and wrong, I would be on your side. But we're not talking about what's right or wrong.
We are talking about
what happened to this woman on the video and why it happened.
Why is that correct?
I didn't say it was correct.
That's my argument.
That's not what he's talking about. That's not what he's talking about, baby.
I got Beyonce.
You a white girl with a fat ass. Go up there on 7 Mile, and I bet you every nigga that me and him know gonna say some shit to you.
The point is not that it's going to happen. The point is, why is this accepted as correct? And
this is the double
I got you.
That's your point. That's not the point of the show.
Question.
That's not the point of the show, though.
Maybe I can bridge the gap here.
Go for it.
I want to see you do this.
And she is a white girl with a fat ass, nigga. Don't hit me. You got a fat ass. I met her.
Wait. I want to hear Tasha's point.
Okay. Oh, no. Okay. Now, if Matt decided to walk in work Monday and quit his job, would your daddy look at him funny or lose your daddy look at you funny?
Well, he works with my dad.
But if he walked in.
If he walked in and said,
you know what?
Oh, well.
You know what, Lincoln, I quit. I'm done. My woman going to take care of me. Peace out, Mr. Martino.
Okay. Whoa. If that's the argument you're going to make, time out. That's his game plan in life. His goal in life is to stay at home and let me be his sugar mama.
That's his goal.
She
is missing the
but
point.
But what y'all daddy? My daddy wouldn't
give a shit.
He my daddy used to say this like thing.
My dad
wouldn't hold on, wait.
Your dad would not care if you married a man that didn't work. I refuse to believe that. Black or white or not. Race is not the issue.
My dad would not care as long as I was taking care of myself.
I didn't met Dino.
I would make her like breakfast and pack her lunch. Make
good man.
Shut the fuck up.
I'd be a great.
I make my wife breakfast and lunch and dinner
that's
every weekend.
It's still gonna work.
He thinks I'm gonna be his sugar mama someday. That's his goal in life. He wants to work a part time job at Home Depot and take care of the house and cook, so I can have a bunch of dogs and shit. That's his goal in life.
All right.
He didn't that.
What's this shit?
Because it is. That's his goal.
Preach.
He wants a happy ride home.
Yes.
That is every guy's thing.
He wants to sit on his ass and play video games. I know.
Hey,
Do you disagree?
Whoa. I will keep the house up.
But you'll sit in your ass and play video games.
He's the best white guy I've met every day during the week.
As long as I'm taking care of myself, that's all my family cares about.
You ready for this?
But.
Everybody ready?
You are living with him in a house.
Thank you. You know you are not married.
You are cohabitating.
Thank you.
Yeah. You are common law married.
No, my address isn't legally changed.
I am talking.
I legally still live at my parents' house.
I am talking on the brinks of marriage.
No. If
you were to marry him, your dad would be perfect. And I'm just saying, if you were to marry him, your dad would be happy. Because I thought that was the question you posed. Or somebody posed that.
No, Tasha, I didn't even talk yet.
Tasha did.
No, I'm just saying, like.
This is what a podcast I talk the least.
You
know, this is awesome.
Boyfriend or girlfriend, and you are cohabitating. Your dad, to some extent, trusts him with you.
Yeah.
So,
your dad knows how much he makes.
He knows
that
he can take care of you. Even though you can take care of yourself.
That is different.
He can't trust you to him.
That is different.
It's not like he handed me off to my... It's the same situation.
That's not what I'm saying.
No,
I'm going to crush it.
I can crush it right now. Your daddy came to you, and anytime your daddy came to you and pulled your coat and said, all right, well, baby, I'm going to need you to come on back home. Would you go?
He never would say that to me. I can guarantee it.
If he did, would you go back home?
My parents are not the rulers of my existence.
I want to admit one thing here.
What's that?
The point of this part of the conversation, I thought something different. I thought that we were talking on the brinks of marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Just boyfriend and girlfriend, of course, your parents are completely reliant on you doing everything that you can do for yourself. Exactly. Now, I guarantee you, I'm not going to use my friends. I'm using myself. If I was, for some reason, not to have hot water running in the winter, the heat on in the winter, I promise you, if there was no food for my kids to eat, my mother-in-law, my father, my father-in-law, my grandmother, and my wife's grandmother would have an issue. I thought that that's what we were talking about.
No,
if y'all were to get married,
I didn't bring the family. I said your daddy to an extent.
And that's, I agree
now,
with
now, if
you.
That's just boyfriend and girlfriend, then I don't give a damn about her daddy. Now, if she was to marry him and took on his last name, okay, I promise you that your daddy would have an issue with him not working and selling them damn Lincolns.
Shit,
by
I
the way,
have some say.
You can't quit the job until I come over there and bat.
No, but here's the thing, though, is at the end of the day, as long as we're cool, our energy's on, our water's running, we have a house over our heads, we're nice and warm, my daddy doesn't give a hell who's paying the bills as long as we're both happy. Yeah.
All right. I will say this. All right. Hold on, wait. Before you do. Hold on.
You live in a nigga part of San Diego.
Where do you live?
I live good. Don't lie. Next door to me is a doctor.
That's the nigga part of San Diego.
No, the next door to me is a doctor.
Where? What are the crossroads?
No, you stay. Like, I wouldn't do this on a broadcast medium. Shit.
Yeah. Really close to our house. That's super.
Yeah. Next door to a doctor. The guy on the end of me is a retired Marine major. The woman next door to me is a retired Navy lieutenant.
Everyone's retired, right? Yeah, because the entire neighborhood of St. Clair Shores is 70 years and older. We live in a fucking geriatric.
I don't want, and the cops run up and down my block once an hour.
Yep.
Ain't no crime. Yep. However.
I've got two that live in my block, so.
And we got one of your buddies.
I do have a cop that live on my block.
We have a cop that lives on our block, too.
Yeah, he was coming after our asses.
I will say this.
His buddy works for St. Clair Shores Police Department.
Go ahead, drives by our house and shines the spotlight
into our bedroom window.
Hold on.
Why do you think
you're
talking to your business right here? Because he thinks she's cute.
I'm trying.
Your wife don't need you to hold her drink?
Yeah, she told me to.
No, the baby keeps trying to reach for it.
I will say this.
What's your point?
While I'm mad, go ahead and get a chance to get a cigarette on.
I ain't taking a break until everybody else takes a break.
I will say this. I want to thank our sponsors this week. Why, shut up, motherfucker. Y'all stepping on my money. I wanted the good folks. I got to do two live reads at MadeGreat.com. Now, hear me out. You go to SamShowNation.com, click the promos, the current promotions link, and click the MadGreat link. Now, if it's time, it's a special time, especially in the NFL. We right at the cusp of playoffs. And like I said, at the start of the season, I don't say it at the end of the season, and I don't say it at the midseason where we are right now, right before playoffs. You need to get a man great. Because if you're doing any type of pre-gaming, you don't be outside, you don't have your grill going, you're getting ready for your favorite team. I'm partial to the Lions. You don't be outside for a field and you grilling. You may be grilling steak. You may be grilling chicken. You may be my good friend Alexa, the vicious vegan she is, grilling vegetables. Shut up. Like, what you gonna do? You gonna be on Man Great. The only thing I ask you to do is go to SamShowNation.com, click the Man Great link, and you can get the 2012. What? The 2013 and soon to be the 2014 grilling accessory of the year. Mad Greats are made in America. Fits on any grill and made out of 100% cast iron steel. Now, if I'm a pre-gamer like I am, I want to get some drink in me, but you better believe I am going to set whatever I got to set to some grilling to soak up all that alcohol. And guess what you can do? You can go to SamShowNation.com under the current promotions link, hit the Man Great link, and get 100% Man Great greats fit on any grill made in America. For my Patriots out there, we're talking about Veterans Day. Made in America! You go ahead and go for the Man Great, what a two. And if you feel like getting your Man Greats for the low, low, low price of $19.99 plus shipping and handling at the checkout aisle. Put JTWS. JTWS. So you can get the Mad Great savings from MadGreat.com. Go to SamsonNation.com, click the Mad Great link, and shop as you normally would. Men's health, best gear for grilling God comes with a Mad Great. And if you do it now, if you do it within the next week by putting the offer code JTWS, you get JTWS. You get a free grilling great whenever you purchase a Mad Great from SamsonNation.com. Go and get a Mad Great. Cast iron grills, grilling right, Mad Great. And last, and certainly not least, the good folks at FittestLine.com. I thank y'all so much for not saying a goddamn thing. FittestLine.com, 2014, the holiday gift guide is here. You can go to FittestLine.com and you can get whatever stocking stuffers that your people that you need. Look, Christmas is right around the corner. My boy is ready. He ready for Christmas. And he gonna have some Jordans. We ain't gonna get them Jordans from. You can go to SamsonNation.com, click the Finish Line link, and go ahead and get whatever Jordans he want. He get whatever Nikes. He could get whatever he want. You can go ahead and get the Nike Flash Pack. Stay seen, stay dry with Nike. Conditioned gear. And guess what? If you go to SamsonNation.com, free shipping on thousands of styles every day. And if you're keeping score, you can go to SamsonNation.com. You've seen that the good folks at Finish Line, we already gave you the deal. We already gave you free shipping. We already gave it. But if you represent whatever college you go to, you could get two pieces of college apparel, whatever that is. Two, not for 40 no more. Two for 35 plus free shipping because you went to SamsonNation.com. So let me hear your colleges. Ohio State, what's up? Notre Dame.
Who the hell what's you up? Say Ohio
State. Michigan.
Ohio
State. Everybody just name out their college. Michigan.
Ohio State.
What's up? Eastern Ohio. Michigan Eagles.
Eastern Michigan.
What's up? 2 for 35.
Ohio State.
Wayne State.
Warren State. War Eagles. What's that? Caltech. Ball State. State. Where you go?
My brother is at Central Michigan and my sister is at, Florida Atlantic University. Go Owls.
I'm online.
That's what I'm talking about. Miami of Florida, Miami of Ohio State University, 2 for 35. Go on, Matty Ice. Where you went to college?
I can't leave up my boy, Big Mike.
Oh yeah,
Big Mike Mathematician Moore,
Tennessee,
TSU indeed.
TSU.
Gotta show love for him. He gonna be down here for Christmas.
2 for 35.
Y'all ain't met Mike. Y'all gonna love
TCU.
Him. Y'all gonna love
Texas
Mike.
Christian I University.
Y'all
2 for 35.
Yeah.
Alabama. Roll Tide. 2 for 35. Whatever college you represent.
Mr. Allen.
This is, I got to be honest, it's a big list. Go look at this list. Your college may be over here. No. It's a big list. Wisconsin. OU. Clemson. Louisiana.
The world's finest Navy.
They on the list. There it is. 2 for 35. Whatever apparel you want to get, go to SamsonNation.com. Whatever apparel you want to get, guess what? Free shipping. Free shipping. 2 for 35. Miller's Marauders. I didn't even know that was a college. But guess what? 2 for 35. Murray State Racers. I'm running out of colleges at this point. Yes. Oregon State. Wayne State is on this list. Wayne State Warriors. Yes, 2 for 35. Georgia State Yellow Jackets. Oh, who else is on it? Saginaw Valley is on this list.
Really?
Saginaw Valley Cardinals.
They're
you
the
can
Cardinals?
Get all of your college gear for $2 for $35 with free shipping. Go to SamsonNation.com.
Shan Show.
Yes, SamsonNation. I have the freaking
Show Station.
I have been drinking, and that's what allows you to get those great deals Arizona Wildcats. I ain't leaving y'all out.
Make sure you pronounce your college correctly.
Sam.
All them colleges didn't start with S. All them colleges didn't start with S or university didn't start with S.
Sham Show.
Sham Show Nation.
James Madison Dukes. Where y'all at?
Shot Sham.
Kansas Jayhawks. I don't even know what the hell this is at. Liberty Flames.
I think that's Virginia.
I don't know, but you can get it at, for two for $35 at SamShowNation.com. Go on, hit the link, current promotions page. There we go. We're done. Finishline.com, free shipping if you go to SamShowNation.com.
Let's get back to these white women.
Now that we got that out of the way, while you playing Christmas, hey, Christmas is coming for me too. Shit, Chuck want a Christmas. Y'all better not say a goddamn thing when it comes down.
Oh, I love white women.
Yeah, I love Finishline.com. All right, here we go. You know what I thought about this whole thing, about the whole double standard thing? Hey, I got to be honest, I ain't never been a woman.
Thank God for that, Sam. I would have a baby and stuff. I'd be so concerned.
I would have a lot of questions.
Yeah.
Our friendship would be over. See that right now.
I think it was strengthened because how the hell did you do that?
I guarantee
you didn't let me finish.
It would not strengthen.
I thought you said we were talking about you being a woman, and I didn't know it after 20 some years.
And then you say it is strengthened. I promise
no,
you.
I'd never see you with her. Oh man, it'd be awesome.
I think that if you was a woman now, after all this time, your friendship with her would probably fade too.
Maybe.
That would be really weird. I'm not friends with many females.
All right, I will say this.
So your wife is cool as shit. I'm not even gonna lie.
All right, but here's what I'm getting at.
But a black man, that's so.
I know. You can't win.
And nobody knew it.
I've been a black man for a while. The end of the game is you can't win. You just get better over time. Now, I will say this.
James McClane.
There it is. I knew it. I will say this. The reason you don't understand is because you have never been on the offensive end of talking to a man, regardless of race.
I disagree.
No, hear me out. Now, catcalling, like I said, is a Hail Mary, mainly because we ain't got nothing for you in the first place, so we going to throw out that it's a feeling. Think of it like this. When y'all go to, everybody at this table been to a Lions game, okay. Right?
I've been to Lions game.
Okay.
I was hoping you're going to go here.
Fair it is.
I was still hoping you're going
to
go here.
Okay. We've all been to a Lions game. I can read your thoughts.
He wasn't hoping that we were going to go here. He was not hoping that we were going to go here.
Oh, hear me out. I want to keep my man a
that
cool ride home.
That changed all like a 180.
Now, we've all been to a Lions game, and in that Lions game, you got a couple of different rounds of fans. And in those fans, you get the quiet, conserved fan. Like I said earlier in this podcast, I do the And that's about as far as it go. But every so often, you get that one fan. Paint his face. He wearing a toe-up T-shirt.
He's also a pain to be there, though.
And he's a pain in the ass to be there.
Paying.
Everyone there is paying or being paid to be there. Now, watch this. I'm glad you agree with me. Because he is paid to be there. Now, since he's paid to be there, He makes you appreciate that quiet, cool, collective fan that's going to look at Calvin Johnson and be like, good play, man. He's going to make – Yeah, he is. Trust me.
I disagree with you. I know where you're going, but I disagree with you.
Nah, as a person, as a man, I have seen many a woman with a good front and a good pack walk past me. You know what I do? But I'm relying on that one outlier that's going to look over there and see that girl. Hell yeah, girl! And I need him to do his thing because he's just getting it out of his system. Much like that fan that painted his face and do everything he got to do. He's getting it out of his system. Wonder why? Because that person ain't got nothing for you. No way. Because you said it yourself. Admittedly, I rewind the tape if I got to. You ain't going to go talk to that guy. We all feel it when we see a good girl with a small waist and a great behind and a great front walk past us. We all feel it, but we've relied on that one guy throw his...
Or you just experience self-control because you're not an animal and you can't just make noises
I'm glad you're with me.
Right, you have self-control. You know how to be an adult and not scream when you have to, right?
I know how to.
Good. I know how to.
I'm glad
to.
That you know how to be an adult and be a freaking human being and not an animal. I'm proud of you.
Here we go.
I'm proud of you for having self-control.
No, I have self-control. Can you do me a favor? Now, you drove here.
Yeah, I did drive here.
With my good friend, Matty Ice. Do me a favor. For me. Whoa. Why don't you go ahead and sweep him off his feet? What you gonna say?
I was gonna say, like,
walk, I don't need to say anything.
Walk down 7.
Hold on, hold on. Why don't you need to say anything?
That skeleton body.
Hold on, hear me out. Hear me out.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
I did not know about that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't need to see pictures.
Where's the
skeleton bodysuit and walk past the bus stops between 7 Mile and, what, Hoover?
And see, that's my thing.
Enjoy life.
It's okay if Charlie Hunnam say that.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It's okay if Idris Elba say that.
I disagree.
I don't know who your guy is.
I don't agree. You screaming at me on the street, it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't. It doesn't matter what celebrity you are. You holler at
me. I'm not saying celebrity. But if that guy says that thing,
super sexy dude going, damn, baby. No, I don't care how hot you are. I am not interested.
Because like,
you have no self-control.
Do you know if it was a celebrity?
If it was.
Let's take a female. Not you. Let's just take a random female.
I'm not
female.
A celebrity.
Not black or white.
I am a podcast host.
Just paint this picture in your mind, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
Whatever woman you would deem seem sexy. Mm-hmm. And the man or woman that you prefer sexually, if you could, you walk past them wearing your absolute best.
Yep.
And they say nothing. How would you feel?
Oh, that's a good one.
I feel neutral.
Right at you.
I feel completely neutral.
Charlie Hunnam, you better say something.
Hold up. All I'm saying is, if you're wearing your best walking down the street.
And I walk past Jax Teller.
Oh.
Okay.
And say, hey, girl. Hey.
Hey, Jax Teller. How you doing, baby? How you doing?
Now I'm looking at you.
I completely disagree. No, there's not a single person on this
planet.
I will fucking think. I don't give a shit.
I don't know who you're talking about. I'm bad with names.
I'm looking at you.
It doesn't fucking matter. There's not a single person on this planet I could walk by that's going to go, damn, girl. And I'm going to be like, hey, baby.
Hold on, not one.
Because it makes me lose respect for you.
Who's your guy?
There's like 60 of them.
Okay. Give me one. All I care is one.
Half-Thor.
Really?
Half-Thor is attractive as shit, dude. The mountain.
I thought she said.
Like,
mountain? I like
the
Thor.
The mountain? No, Half-Thor.
I want Thor.
That's his real name. He's a strongman competitor.
No, I know what you're talking about.
That's why I'm confused.
In case you haven't noticed, I like big guys.
All right. Work, man. Lila.
You're a big motherfucker.
If this man was hollering at you,
I don't want anybody hollering at me.
You? Hold on. I'm single.
Wait.
In her defense. There are very rare. Oh, I thought you were laughing at me. Okay. Even the boy is saying bullshit. Okay.
I know.
There are very rare females in the world, who will not turn heads to guys yelping.
Like guys. I get that.
However, I'm 30.
Yeah.
Been doing females.
I've been doing girls since I was 13. Just start.
I have not met one yet. Now, let's have this same conversation when I'm 70. I'll have one.
No, don't get me wrong. I like my good friend. That's why she on his mic.
What's up, baby?
I know in my soul she was going to be the exception to the rule.
I hate that you keep calling me the exception because there's thousands of girls out there that think the exact same way I do.
Hold on, wait. I got this one.
I'll go to feministing.com and they will 100%
hold on.
We cannot charge bull daggers for not liking what the hell you're talking
about.
Oh,
I like that. I like what you just did.
B-word.
But what I'm going to say to you.
Can't.
I disagree with you.
Hold on.
That's the only people that would agree with me.
Hold on.
I completely disagree.
Oh, well, that's not fair.
Hold on. Here's the thing You act like I just met females tonight.
I'm not. I'm just talking before you talk. I'm gonna stop right now.
Let me. I will say this. In situations like this, I said it ain't right to harass a woman, but I will say this. When we have to defend ourselves, Sam, in your case, BK, possibly Matt, depending on your ride home.
We're going to a show.
Don't
say anything.
Yeah, you better say a goddamn thing. Do not agree with me. But go to finishline.com. You know, but anyway.
It's not a far walk. Don't worry.
All right, good. I'll drive you home. If push come to shove, I'll drive you home.
Or he could just call Lincoln Continental.
All I'm saying is this. Yeah. See, females like doing this. Females like doing this.
Please stop stereotyping me.
Hold on.
No, I don't appreciate your stereotyping.
I'm not putting it on you. I said
females in general includes me.
Sorry.
I am the average female.
Sorry. Talking about white women with fat asses.
So that
no other bitch out there concerns this conversation. Okay. I'm about to take a piss.
All right. All I'm saying is this.
So I'm involved in this conversation. Don't fucking stereotype.
Sorry. All I'm saying is this. When a man woman conversation come up, now you act like this is the first time we've had one of these.
This is all of our conversations.
But when a man woman conversation, I have to be the spokesperson for every man ever. However, in this situation, I like how you. Now I'm pointing to you.
Point at me.
And you alone.
Point as much as you want, motherfucker.
Can identify with yourself, but you will not be the spokesperson for every woman ever.
Look at the point of the video. I am arguing.
Oh, there's a huge racial aspect. I didn't go down.
I'm saying you look at the point they're trying to make in this video. It's how much there is this catcalling aspect, okay. Right? I am defending this point.
I'm ready. Okay?
So I'm speaking for every girl that agrees with this video and agrees how much of fucking bullshit this is.
I love you like a play cousin. I like it.
I love you. You got your
flag down.
I don't know who we're talking to right now. Is it Sam Yeh? Is it Sam
Yeh? It differs. It differs. It differs. Now I will. Okay, I'm ready.
I was thinking about this in the bathroom.
Did. Here we go. You say you want to defend this woman. Cool. You know what? I do not.
I'm defending the point of the video, not her specifically. Mm-hmm. The entire point of the video.
The point of the video.
I get it.
Hold on. For the audience and for our own.
That's what I'm waiting though. That's my knockout point.
For our audience and for my own education, mm-hmm. What is the point of the video?
The point of the video is, as you have stated, right, is that there is a social acceptance of this behavior, but you specifically are not arguing the right and wrong of this behavior, correct? Right? That's what we've talked about, right?
That's what we've been talking about.
The point of the video is to point out the right and wrong behavior in this situation.
Okay. Oh, okay.
She's right.
I don't deny that she's right. But. We want to argue the right and wrong of this video, right? A woman getting catcalled or not getting catcalled, right? Is that what we're talking about? Correct me if I'm wrong. Stop me when I'm wrong.
Whether or not
it is a correct behavior to catcall a random stranger on the street.
Okay, I'm going to tell you this. This is my point of view on this entire video.
I'm so intrigued.
You cannot dictate.
I can't. You're right.
What is right and wrong between any human being.
I agree with you.
How do you know?
Then how do we have any moral argument ever? How do we ever argue morals ever?
Oh, you could argue morals.
Ooh. That's what
degree.
I'm arguing right
to
now.
To a degree,
right
you can
I'm
argue
morals.
You can argue morals to a degree.
I still got it.
You
in
can
the back
argue
of my head.
Morals to a
back.
Degree. You can argue morals to a degree because in every person's argument with when we're talking about morals, you'll always find a hole where they fuck up. But in this person's disposition, and this woman's thing, her point is to make. Walking down the street, I cannot be socially accepted as a woman just walking down the street.
Because people will scream at
because
me
people will
for
scream
being
at
a
you.
Woman.
That's her point.
Okay.
My question is this. Okay. My question.
Your glass is empty.
Uh-huh.
That's a significant problem.
That was water.
Yep.
What y'all drinking? I was drinking that schnapps.
Yeah, okay.
What's this?
Schnapps.
Ain't that what you said, Matt?
Evans.
Evans. Evan and I got Old Clark right
Jack's
here.
Jack's baby brother.
You are totally welcome to it.
I won't drink that.
Dude, I'm about to drink some
whiskey.
It's a white person.
I understand that. Yeah.
I've had that wood.
Isn't that what?
Sam,
you're white.
Though?
You just got a black coat.
That's true.
Too. Bullshit. Well, my grandmother white.
I brought a fifth of Crown. That's whiskey.
And yes, you did. Because you're not 100% white. This is that 25% that just we don't know about.
Isn't it still whiskey?
I appreciate
it. I don't want you to forget the
point. Wait. I still haven't heard BK's actual.
Yeah, we're still waiting on his point.
He got distracted.
Only your show, we just get off. I was still on my point, and y'all flew.
You came out of the bathroom.
No, I know, and I have my point. I still got it. My point is this. Our argument is whether or not a woman can walk down the street and not be, you know, heckled.
Screamed at. Heckled is a beautiful word.
Here we go. Now, this is just my theory on women.
Look how my son looking at
and
me.
And I promise you, Charles, no, I'm telling the truth. God bless him.
That's right.
Can't wait. I'm going to say that for Sam.
Yep.
But I can't wait. You know what I'm talking about, don't you, boy?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. But my point is this. She wanted to prove that it is disrespectful and that a woman cannot walk down the street and not be heckled at. My only problem with that whole picture is this. The point she's trying to make is so invalid that it is ridiculous.
Yeah.
How? Explain this to me. How is
it
invalid? I'm going
to explain it to you. Here it is right here. Please. She purposefully... I paid attention to that video. Once you showed me when I was over your house, Tuesday or Wednesday?
Yeah, Wednesday.
I must have seen this video 3 or 4 times before today.
And there's hundreds of videos like it.
But that one that we watched, that we're talking about, I watched several times.
It has the same...
And she seemingly, purposefully walked down a specific...
street. Yeah, it was that street.
That whole specific...
I don't understand what you're
saying. I'm about to tell you. That holds a specific street, that holds a specific ethnicity.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you something. There is no white woman alive with a fat ass that don't know niggas like bitches with fat asses.
So, right. Because No. I can't walk.
No, that is not what I'm saying.
Then what are you saying?
Let me finish talking.
How long does she make without yelling?
Finish talking. That was the purposeful meaning. So, my thing is this. This is what baffles me. All women know this.
Mm-hmm.
So what was the point of you walking?
To prove.
But if you know this.
To prove it.
All right.
Fix it.
All right. I got you.
Fix it.
If you know
fix
this.
It.
Like,
it's like prime example.
No,
I know if I go to that gas station up there on the corner, I'm going to get robbed, raped, and shot. What is the point?
You don't think it's still wrong.
We're not saying that it's not wrong.
You're raising awareness of the fucking problem.
Okay, but if everybody knows that goes to that gas station, what is the point of me going there?
But just because you go to that gas station.
That does not constitute that it should happen.
No. Yeah, exactly.
It does not constitute that it should happen.
Just because you know it's a very, very high chance that it'll happen.
That's what I'm saying.
Does not mean that it's right.
Exactly. I get that.
Exactly.
It does not mean that it's right. But at the same time, you know that if you go there, it's going to happen. We're not talking about right and wrong.
No, we are talking about... That's the whole point of the video!
We cannot possibly be talking about right and wrong.
We are talking about right or wrong.
We cannot possibly be talking about
right
and wrong. If that was the case,
right now,
there would be no
right
conversation.
Now. That's what the video is about. About how screwed up it is that I can't walk down the street without random men screaming at me.
Okay, if that's the point. Wait a second now. If that's the point, why do you do it?
To prove to you that this is a fucking problem.
Do you think they should be raising money and awareness for this?
They're raising awareness. I don't know about money.
No, that's my point.
Raising awareness makes sense because I don't think men realize, no offense to the men in this room, how often it happens.
I had
a man that I've just walked down the street scream, "Hey, bitch, suck my dick."
Because I'm walking
down the damn street.
I didn't say that.
That was
he didn't say it.
You didn't say it, or because you didn't say it doesn't make it any different. I've had that screamed at me walking down the street. Right. Why is that okay?
All right, first of all, Matt, that is not okay. God damn it. You need to learn.
It is not okay.
Hold on.
It is not okay to tell a bitch to tell you to tell bitch suck my dick. Now, if she does, go good on you.
Yeah, she Matt, like, not, that's not what
that
I'm saying.
Not what we're talking
I'm not
about.
Saying you should
the
just
issue is...
Matt, you, don't open with that.
Where does...
I mean, what you should do is... like, oh, we...
McClain, the right. point of what I'm saying is, where does a little bit of personal responsibility comes in at?
No.
No, wait.
No,
I'm
wait.
Saying,
no.
No. I'm saying, no, 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 no. Let me finish.
Hold
no.
on. I can't call personal
Let me finish.
Responsibility.
I shouldn't dress a certain way, right?
I'm about to tell you.
I shouldn't go certain places because there's bad people.
No, 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 no. I just say you cannot go a certain place. You a grown woman. We all grown men. You go wherever you want to go. However, you know that if you go in a certain area, this could possibly happen. Now, knowing this, that this could possibly happen. We didn't say it was right or wrong. We agreed that it's wrong. But if you go in this area, you know this will happen. Where? Okay, maybe I shouldn't go. Right? If we know that this gas station up here is going to rob, rape me, and take all my money, then you know what? Maybe I should go to the one that's a, maybe a half a block down. If I wear a fucking firefighter outfit, do I need to say more?
Oh my God, Dave Chappelle!
Do I need to say more? But was Dave Chappelle wrong?
No,
was Chappelle wrong? Was Chappelle wrong?
I did not go to the store wearing jeans and sneakers without being screamed at.
What's Chappelle wrong?
I'm not wearing a slut outfit.
What's Chappelle wrong? What's Chappelle wrong? What's Chappelle wrong?
Jeans and sneakers.
What's Chappelle wrong?
Jeans and
what's
sneakers.
What's Chappelle
How
wrong?
How many strippers and hookers have you God, seen walking around wearing
Chappelle
jeans and
wrong?
Sneakers?
Was he wrong? Was he wrong?
I will say this.
What's Chappelle wrong?
No.
Just because I dress like this does not constitute.
What am I supposed
not,
to wear?
Does not
from now on,
no, no,
from now on,
I'm
check
to
with
that.
You about where I'm allowed to go and what I'm allowed to wear.
I'm about to,
obviously,
I'm about to tell you.
There are damn rules.
You know what? Bam. You are absolutely right. There are rules to men
no,
and
I'm
women.
Good.
I should check with you before I leave the house.
That is not what I'm saying.
And say, hey, Brandon,
that is not what I'm saying. You know what? You know what? You know what? No, no, no. That is not what I'm saying. What I am saying is, if you know a certain community will
hey,
address
Matt,
a person like this if they dress a certain way, then maybe either two things. Dress
this is how you
that are compensated for
this
community.
I'm wearing jeans and a t-shirt in this video.
It don't
she
take,
wasn't wearing a club dress.
If the bitch came down 7 Mile with a firefighter's outfit, I guarantee goddamn to you the nigga still would have saw her ass. It don't matter. It don't matter.
So how this dare is, she be shaped that way?
No, 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 no.
What this is she supposed to do if she lives off 7 Mile?
This is the stereo. This is the double standard of humanity as it is right now. You and I are not going to change that. Is it wrong? Yes.
No.
I don't disagree with that. Is it wrong? Yes. Should people not follow women who dress a certain way because they feel attractive and constantly follow them? That is wrong. I don't disagree with that. I don't disagree with that. However, if a woman goes in a certain area, dressed a certain way, knowing the type of man that was there, education from prior experience, and something happens to her that is not...
And that's, she's to blame?
No, no, not to that degree. Here it is. If you know, if you go somewhere, such and such and such will happen to you. If you know that, there is no what if... I dress differently. They know that you are coming, and you know that if I dress this way, this will happen.
No, this might happen. But sometimes you can get
that is not what I'm talking about,
okay.
baby.
No,
I am talking
I
about what I know.
This walk, if I have to walk down this street to get to work every day.
Okay.
How am I going to avoid that?
You
because
can't.
Because I'm a freaking
You do
woman,
not.
And I'm shaped
that,
this way. I have to
why.
Deal with
and
this.
That
even
is
though
why.
It's incorrect
and yes,
behavior.
Yes.
What is social change then?
No, no, no. Wait a second. Wait a
what
second.
What is the point of social change? How does social change happen? It's by raising awareness and proving that something is
You can
bullshit.
Either one or two things. Buy yourself a car and not and drive down this way or take the next block over.
You
if you know that coming down
do
this
what?
Block will start
so,
a reaction
so,
that you disagree
so.
With. Don't come down this
so,
block.
Because I am shaped a certain way. Even if I'm just wearing jeans and a t-shirt, I am not dressed slutty whatsoever. I have to go out of my way or pay more money to go a certain way because you fucking assholes cannot scream at me for 30 seconds.
You damn right. That's a standard society. If the KKK was on Coram, I promise you, I would not be walking down Coram.
Well, that doesn't make it not bullshit.
I didn't say that.
No.
That's not what I'm... It is wrong. It is wrong. We're not disagreeing. But what I'm saying is, if we know that this will happen, do things that would avoid that happening.
No.
If the KKK is from Gratiot all the way fucking to Grosse Pointe Farms, guess what? I'm not going to walk down Corum.
Even if you have
Why
to.
Why did you get Baptist? You got like more Baptist with that with that expression.
I won't walk down Corum. I'll go down another street. Put me some music on there.
I want to thank y'all so much for this podcast.
Because I know them crackers is burning across. Because
I've worked the least in this podcast.
And I don't feel like dying.
Wait, can we take a time out? To acknowledge the fact that I said I wasn't going to scream.
Yeah.
This podcast.
That ship has sailed. You act like...
I've been screaming for the past
honestly,
half
in
hour.
All seriousness, she and I agree on
y'all
a lot
agree
of points.
On the, y'all agree.
But what I'm saying is, if you know that a situation could occur, if such situation you brought upon yourself, avoid that. That's all I'm saying.
I get that. And
I'm not saying it's right that she has to take the next block because she's a woman and a bunch of guys are going to heckle her. I'm not saying that that's right. She can call the police. She can call the senator. She can call whoever she wants. I'm not saying that that's right. But what I'm saying is there's an opportunity that personal responsibility has to come into play.
No.
If you
no,
know that this will happen, right. if I you dress this way and go over
no.
there,
no.
this will happen.
It is never at all my fucking responsibility to tell someone else how to behave.
Yes,
okay.
Ever.
Yes.
I don't have to yell at you and say, Brandon, no, keep it in your pants because I'm walking to
okay.
work today.
Okay.
Well, yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it
it's
is.
Your
I agree
responsibility
with you guys.
To
no.
keep it in your pants.
That is
we're
a point
not.
Of view. That is a point of view. That is the point of view.
Okay.
And my point of view, you see it as you don't need to tell me to keep it in my pants. My point of view saying, you know what? That bitch coming down here, I'm taking it out of my pants, and she's going to suck one of our dicks.
All right.
That's my responsibility.
Hold on, wait. I got
it's
mine.
Your responsibility.
How is it
It
mine?
Is your responsibility
How?
To take care of yourself.
What's the great peacemaker? What's the great peacemaker? Watch this.
So this
like, I knew this was going to happen.
Crackers!
And I got myself the day off because I got to do, like, real-ass interviewing tomorrow. But watch this shit. Watch this. All right. Great peacemaker at work. I agree with both you guys.
You ain't a peacemaker, nigga.
But watch this.
Nigga.
I agree with both you guys. See, it's like this.
You cannot possibly agree with both of us.
Hold on. Watch this.
No, we do agree on something here, Big Head.
Well, we do agree
we
on
do
like
agree
a lot.
That it's
we
wrong.
Do. It's wrong.
And this behavior shouldn't be happening.
Okay. Are you turning into a girl?
No.
Okay.
No. Something just happened and it was adorable.
Did Sam piss on Charles?
No. Charles.
Oh, Charles piss on Sam? Girl. I mean.
No. He took his time.
I'm sorry.
Look, I still got recording
my
podcast.
No, that's it. My son takes his diaper off all the time.
It was beautiful. And Sam panicked.
Like,
it was
my son takes his diaper off and just stands there like,
yeah,
look.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Hey. Now, here's what I was getting at.
You
that
knew
might
what,
be the first
you knew
thing
what
where I can say that I'm gonna meet people halfway.
Meet us halfway. Because we do agree. Right. We just, there's personal responsibility that we disagree
with. Yeah. Now, there is a level of personal responsibility. However, you shouldn't have that... Personal responsibility.
Was Chappelle wrong?
All I'm saying is this. If you dress the part.
Nobody wants to answer that.
No.
If you dress the part.
Jeans ain't that t-shirt.
Hold on, wait.
Which
hear
is
me
what
out.
We're basing the video off of.
You gotta let me finish.
I can't. You're annoying me.
Yeah, look. Jeans and a t-shirt. Now, when you wear a tight jeans, t-shirt.
I've been saying that since the fourth grade.
You have. There is no personal responsibility because there's every. Everybody owns jeans.
There's always personal.
But hear me out.
Always.
Where and how you do it. This woman walked for 10 hours. She
to
was
prove a point.
Whose fault is that?
And you got it. But I will say this.
Hey, man, walk around in your drawers. I do it all the time.
I will say this. Okay, at the end of the video, it was something that really didn't sit. I thought y'all was going to hit that a little bit harder. But... they want me to pay at least $20 to fight this cause so we can stop this. For starters, I'm sorry, it's never going to stop because...
Hold on a second.
Uh-huh. At least $20.
I will not let that work.
Good enough. Like...
No. I'm talking to you.
Okay.
I won't let that work.
You shouldn't.
No, 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 no. You're still doing it. The conversation is personal responsibility.
No, no, that's no, no. No, I don't get back on that.
That's
I'll
not the point. The point is correct behavior.
Personal like, responsibility.
It's called being an adult
being
human
an adult.
Being.
I'm an adult. I'm like a white bitch with a fat ass. She walks
so
past
gonna
me.
So you're going to scream at her because you can't control yourself?
You're damn right. Because
so
all
every
bitches
single time
fuck
time
get in your ass.
With big, strong legs walks past me. I'm going to scream.
And I've been fucking her and I'm still doing it.
Good for you. I'm glad you're sleeping with someone you're attracted to.
Thank you. Ashy white cracker.
I love y'all because y'all have given me the greatest day off. But what I can say is this. You can't stop it because it's not a money thing. Money is not going
to
stop this.
That's an excuse.
I'm about to ruin it.
Hold on. Watch this.
Social change happens.
Thank you.
Social change.
Thank you.
Y'all not finna attack me, goddamn.
Yes, I am.
I will turn off both y'all fucking mics.
And there's no neutral side.
It ain't no goddamn
neutral.
Let me finish. No, because it's never ended. Shit, I'm like them. All right, but
why
anyway.
Why are our podcasts so long?
I
no one wants to listen to this shit this long.
Yeah, believe it or not, they do. I get fucking emails that say they do.
Liquor and white folk and black folk.
And I like y'all. But here we go.
You ain't said nothing.
I ain't said nothing. Goddamn thing.
45 minutes.
He want a good ride home. Shit, I would have said.
He would get a good ride home.
All I'm saying is this.
Now, 15-minute drive.
Money ain't going to fix this problem. If it is a problem. But I will say this.
It is a problem.
Hold on. Indulge me. Indulge. Nah, I need my wife. I need Natasha. Nah, I need you to indulge me. Just for a quick second. If you can. If you can.
She's listening to you. Keep
I know.
Talking.
Now, I said it earlier. I know money ain't gonna fix this problem because, realistically, what you gonna do? You gonna pay me $10 and you don't have a guy coming to me, hey, this girl with a fat ass, here's $10, don't say shit. That's never gonna happen.
No, it's raising awareness. It's not here,
I'm
gonna pay you
raising
to shut
awareness.
The hell up.
Now,
but that's personal responsibility.
Boom. Hold
no,
on.
No, I wanna hear Natasha's point.
I'm about to say the same
out of
shit!
A damn fucking chair.
I'm about to say the same shit and you don't wanna hear me. Okay.
Although we as females don't like it, and I'm not the female to change how I dress to appease others.
No.
I'm never going to do that.
Never.
But what I will say is we have to count on people's upbringing, personal responsibility, maturity levels. These are all things that come as a factor when catcalling. Grown men who really about something
this
ain't going
to
sit at
the
catcalling.
This is why you don't tell your wife what you're about to say. This is why you don't tell
the guy that catcall you is not the guy you want. You know what I'm saying? So if that's what you're trying to find a husband around, good luck because that's not going to get it. You mature guys are not going, hey, baby, hey, sweet thing. Most guys, if they want to talk to you, that's about something, will come to you and approach you like they should. So, personal responsibility. You should be able to honestly brush it off. What happened to the old saying, sticks and stones and break my bones and words may never hurt me?
Which is psychologically complete bullshit.
I agree.
Okay. But do you honestly, if somebody in the street, a random guy call
you
a bitch,
yourself,
do you smack
right?
the ass?
That's not the situation. You're arguing.
I'm making a point.
You're arguing.
I'm making a point.
Physical
I'm,
violence
no,
should be the
point.
Next step.
Listen,
here,
listen
right?
to what I'm saying. I'm just using an example.
Watch this. I got you.
You cannot.
I hear this.
You within
shit.
Yourself have to.
She's half right.
Learn how to keep a level of calm no matter what happens.
No,
let her get.
I
you
agree.
You can say what you want to say to me. You're not going to get the reaction if I choose not to smile.
Really.
If I choose not to say anything
say
to you, that's my choice. That's personal responsibility.
No, I agree with you.
Your personal responsibility should be to shut your mouth.
Exactly. The point you just made.
Since you have no, it seems like you lack the self-control.
Because we accept
that
as acceptable
I'm not going to say anything to you. You just lost any respect that I could have for you.
Exactly.
Because you're trying to holler at me in
exactly.
this way.
All right, I will
no,
say this.
No, I completely agree with Natasha, but I feel
I
like...
I agree with her, but I got this. I got this. Nah, I will say this. Since we all, for the most part, agree with my wife. Hold on. No. No.
She's
no.
neutral, but she makes a valid point that it is that you have to... At the end of the day, you take care of yourself. But if you can't control yourself, that's a problem that you need to deal with.
Yes, and I all agree that we should all go to finishline.com via sanitation.com.
All right, so that's the end of the podcast.
No, 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 no. Whoa, you ain't getting off scot-free, God damn it, because you took my answer, because we already talked about this.
You weren't going to say that how
hold
I
on,
said
on, hold on, hold on. You knew. Hold on, hold on, wait. I like what my wife said, but we already talked about that. You and you in the same room, this shit was going to happen. You
no,
weren't
we
here.
This. We did before you got here. We did. I acknowledge the fact that you on mic and me on mic is going to equal a screaming.
We already figured this out. Right? But right. I will say
it's
this.
Fine.
Nah, I thought about something. Nah, I'm a scientist at heart.
Sure.
Nah. Natasha,
yes.
I will say this. If I'm walking down the street, how would you approach me?
I would. That's
please demonstrate.
Hey, how are you doing?
If I kept walking. Come on, keep going. Keep going.
That's it.
You kept walking? I don't even know why the fuck I'm. Okay, that's what you're supposed to do. You chose not to speak to me. So, whatever.
Now, and that's the level I'm getting at. I said it already that this was a Hail Mary from every guy. Now, they should express self-control, but at the end of the fuck, she took all my good points. But, like, yeah, you should express self-control, but at the end of the
just
day.
Just let it go. I already made the closing argument.
I know, and it.
Just let it go. I already said it.
Fucking finish it. You know, like, everybody else be like. Whatever.
So the key point is personal responsibility.
Mm-mm. No, the key point is
that.
Being a goddamn adult.
In the words of Yala Van Zandt, you have to find the pathology.
Be a goddamn adult and act like a goddamn adult and not a fucking animal.
Personal responsibility is in the eye of being
a I am questioning.
Is in the eye of the person saying that.
Matt. Me and you were not needed for this podcast. We could have went to the titty bar. We really could.
We can't go back to the titty bar.
We really could.
Look at her face. That ain't happening.
I'm sorry. Shit. I didn't think I was going to get that look. Everyone like rejected their point.
It's my birthday, huh?
Nope.
We can go to your damn birthday.
You can't go.
This is a different conversation we're having.
At the titty bar?
You want to go to a titty bar, Chica? I will totally go to a titty bar with you. Hands down. He'll be with me. We can go to a titty bar.
My favorite. Bitches and shots.
Let's do it.
Oh, I want to take him. I've been trying to take him for the last couple years.
You want to know what my argument is? We want to go for her birthday? We'll go. Anywhere you guys want to go. I'll go to a titty bar. I don't give a shit. He is not going anywhere alone with either of you.
They're married. They all but take the
one. All right, look, Matt. It's a couple play.
She come with you is the main point in that damn sentence. He's not going anywhere alone with your ass.
He'd be in more trouble with his friends than he would with these two old folks.
I will say this. Top shit, you want to close the show? Every time I say something, like I say something, I'm the bad guy. Tosh, you want to close the show? Shit, close it.
Well, you have tuned in to another episode of Just Talking with Sam. Please visit our website at www.
The episode I said the least.
SamShowNation.com. Again, the website is www.samshownation.com. It has all of our social media information on there. Go
I'm
there,
franchising this goddamn podcast.
Have fun.
I ain't gonna show up next
get
week.
Get some old episodes. Listen to this episode. Tell us how much you like us. Hit us up on Facebook. Like us on Twitter. And all the other good stuff. All right, y'all. Peace.
Hey, man. Hey, real talk. We got to listen.
I already said it.
Hold on, wait. We gotta listen to Simmons next week. I will see y'all next week. All right, peace out, y'all.
See ya.